Blog Talk Radio. everybody. Hi, this is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman. Actually, Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link. Welcome to the show and welcome to everybody out there. It's actually Christmas Eve, and actually, we got it like here on the East Coast, we have a half hour before Christmas actually becomes official. So, therefore, everybody out there who already has experienced Christmas, Merry Christmas to everyone. And if you're coming, tuning in tonight, join our family here as we sit there and sit down and do some readings for everybody. And if you actually want to do a reading of your own and you want to get some answers to your questions, just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Also, as we put it out there for everybody, tonight we're going to be doing readings, private readings. Those are something we do in private. But tonight we're going to sit there, and what we do is we try to take my angel cards, which is actually two decks I had put together of Doreen Virtues. One's called Healing with the Angels deck, and the other one's the Archangel deck. We put them together as one big deck, and we do a variation of a reading, a spread that I do that's actually called the 7-Card Foundation Pyramid Spread. So we do a smaller version of that, which is basically 3 cards. It's called a 3-Card Foundation Pyramid Spread, which what we do is we put 3 cards down, which is your foundation, 2 on top of that, and then we put another one for your final card to give you an outcome of what's coming up or the situation that you're calling in about. So like I said before, if you want to call in and get take advantage of one of those spreads tonight, or just have a couple questions you want answered, give us a call at 646-721-9031. If you want to take advantage of the 7-card spread, we do those in private, as in private readings. And yes, I do private readings. So if you want to take advantage of the private readings, we're having a holiday special to the end of the year, which is actually $33.33 for a 60-minute reading, $22.22 for a 40-minute session, and $11.11 for a 20-minute session. So give us a call here on my private line, which is 740-500-8863. Or you can call me through Skype if you like, which is 740-601-9835. Or you can contact me through my webpage, which is where you usually go and pay for your sessions anyway. So you might just want to go right to there and then give me a call, which is that website is actually called, actually the name of this, one more time. The website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, those numbers are 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, or the website's address is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And as we always say, thank you. And we're also taking donations as well to keep the show going and to expand to maybe a 3-hour show. Plus, we're actually wanting to do daytime shows too, which would actually, I have another account. I just need the funds to actually fund it so we can actually make it at least a 2-hour show on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And that's something we're in the works for doing for the first of the year. And so tune in for that. So if you want to donate to the show, just go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. You'll see a button that says donation. Donation, it says donate to support the show fund. But it's also it's one of those things I'm trying to get to England and to go to Arthur Finley College, which is actually a college for... It's for spiritualists, psychics, and mediums. It's been there for approximately 200 years, and it's a very good school. And it's the idea of acquiring more information, and actually I want to sit there and focus on enhancing my gifts that I already have and I've already discovered, and maybe in the process of discovering more, so therefore I can give back more to you, the people that are calling in for the readings and wanting to find and seek the answers they're looking for. So I'm constantly striving to do those things. So if you want to give us, if you want to donate, help me get there and work together, or you want to support the show, just give us a call at 740-500-8863, or just go to the website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. If you're a person who wants to sponsor, or maybe you want to advertise on the show, give me a call at 740-500-8863, and I sit down and talk about it. I guarantee if you want to advertise on the show, I'll make it worth your while. Just give me a call and let's talk about it. If you're a person who just wants a reading and you have something, it's like you have a price that you want to throw out there, because we are selling blocks of time to you as well, which we encourage you to give us a call and find out the information about that too, which are usually in intervals of 4 to 5 sessions at a time. So check those out. Just give us a call, 740-500-8863. Let's go take a look at the queue. Let's see who's all in the queue. All right, we got some callers calling in. So I got my cards ready. We already got shipping and got the whole thing going. Okay. I'm trying to figure out something here. Trying to take care of some things. Don't you hate that? Okay. Again, if you want to call in here and get some answers, just give us a call at 646-721-9031. We also have a tendency we can stay on the show. We can stay on after the show's over, too, at least an hour. So if you're in the queue and we run out of time, we'll still get to you. We also have a thing where we also take my number book and we look up your area code. Let's go see what happens. Let's go to our first caller, and that will be area code 970. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
Hi, I'm fine. My name's Joey.
So how's it going, Joey?
Pretty good. How about you?
Where are you calling? I got to work. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Kidding. Anyway, when I sit here and look at the situation, is this Jody or Joey?
Joey. J-O-E-Y.
Joey. Okay, mm-hmm. Joey is in Joey's Hamburger Shop. I got you. So where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Really? Whereabouts?
Fort Collins.
Ooh. I used to go over a couple times. I actually used to live in Manitou Springs.
Oh, I'm not sure where that is.
It's actually over by, up in the, where Pikes Peak is, and then you got Colorado Springs. It's actually further up in the mountains. It's actually approximately about 5 miles from Colorado Springs, right at the crest of Pikes Peak.
Okay, that's cool. It's a pretty area.
Yeah, it's a very pretty area. Why I moved from there, I don't know. I'm still kicking myself in the ass on that one. Anyway.
Yeah.
Seriously, I had a shop and everything up there. I don't know. It's like sometimes we have to watch out for temptation of people striking certain things that they know we want and then paying attention to our intuition that says, should you really go or should you just stay, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't. Seriously. Promises never came through. But we have to look at the situation as a learning experience, right?
Right, exactly.
So, Joey.
It's okay.
When's your birthday?
It's actually December 17th, and I was going to call, but you were actually doing a show on the 18th. But I decided Christmas Eve would be kind of nice, too.
Okay. So, it's December 17th. Can you tell us what year?
I'd rather not. So, that lets you know I'm over 30.
You're over 30?
Yes.
But she doesn't want to tell us the year.
Right.
That would be confusing. That would be confusing, right?
Yeah. Well, most of the time when women are over 30, they don't want to tell. So.
Okay. No problem. We won't push the issue. We got December 17th, which means she is... What does it mean? Hold on. December 17th is Sagittarius, right?
Yeah.
And close, it depends on how you go about the idea of being on the cuff, which is usually 5 days, 5 days into either one of those things, those months.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. It's like when you sort of look at the situation, it's like the moon. It's like the planets. When the planets, like when Mercury goes retrograde, it doesn't just go, it's a gradual movement in there. It's the same thing with yourself. You know, it's all astrology in the first place.
Uh-huh.
There's all graduals. Gradual moving into this, that, and the other.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so The one thing we were supposed to find on this show is basically our relationships. Because I was also...
Okay, sorry, my phone was cutting out.
What happened?
Oh, the phone was cutting out. I didn't get the last part.
I don't think I said the last part. I think I got distracted for a minute. Okay.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay.
What was I talking about? There's so many variations, so many thoughts coming through and that kind of thing. It's like I'm picking them all at the same time and go, okay, got thrown off for a minute. It's like getting hit by a car.
Oh.
I was gonna say, I have a column in a magazine called Bella Spree Magazine. It's an internet magazine which is going to be coming out in mid-January, I think, or 1st of January. If you go and check my Facebook, which is actually Psychic Ex-Journeyman Donnie, you'll see it. And I have a column in there about relationships, of all things.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yes. So what you calling in and that kind of thing, you said you wanted to call in before, so what's up with you now? I mean, how can we help you tonight?
I guess I would like a general reading. I'm just getting into, like, the psychic stuff and all of that. On December 21st of last year, I had to put a cat to sleep for the first time. So
right. That,
I don't know if you're in animal stuff, but that really made me really intrigued with spiritual things because I felt like I could, like, for the next day or so, I felt like I could feel him around me. And it was just kind of weird because the anniversary of his death happened, and I was just wondering about that. And then I am also in an area in my life where I'm pursuing different areas in my career, and I'm not sure what to do. And I am in a place where I'm dealing with a lot of personal growth, and I am dealing with changes in relationships with people. And
right. So
I'm kind of wondering, hold on just a second. I'm on the phone. speaking of that. So, so I'm just going through a lot of changes, personal growth and growing pains, and kind of like when I'm dealing with like the whole mortality thing with my cat, because like when he passed away, we put him to sleep through Home to Heaven, and they were really great. I did it by the fireplace, and I held him before he passed, and I felt him make a couple noises, and I wasn't sure, like, what they meant, like, if they were happy noises, or because I was very, very close to him, so I just wanted to know if he felt like me holding him. That's my main concern, that, and then what I'm going through as far as personal growth, too. It's kind of, like, all over the place, but those are my main things I have questions about.
No, it's one of those things. The very first thing that came to me was you need to take 3 deep breaths and relax.
Yeah, people tell me that a lot. So,
right. So it's like, you know, you look at the situation of the cat. When I sit here and focus on the cat, what I see is him going in and out of your legs.
In and out of my legs. I do. I have felt things by my ankles. And I've looked and there hasn't been anything there.
Well, there is, but it's in the spirit.
Oh, that's
but,
cool.
Yeah, I also see him on your shoulder every once in a while, too. So.
Okay. Like on my pillow?
They're actually pointing out on the left shoulder. But it's one of those things where I would sit there and say, when you're lying on the couch, I would see him on your shoulder, and you're usually half asleep.
Oh, that's awesome. Because I held him all day long before he had to be put to sleep, and he was laying on my shoulder. And I do like to sleep on the couch, so that's cool. When he passed, like, before he passed, when they poked him with the needle, he growled. Was he mad at me, or was that just because it hurt? Like, can you tell me, like, what was going through his head when, and did he feel me holding him and things like that before he went away?
It felt like, well, he didn't go away. He just passed. Because when I sit here and see it, okay, seriously, listen to this. See, as he passed away, it's like he jumped off where he was at when he was with you, okay?
Yeah, I felt his body just go heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, so he jumps off like your lap, hits the floor, and he's in spirit, and he's free.
And he felt better.
Mm-hmm.
And when before he passed, he's really close to a tabby cat, and the vet said he couldn't listen for his heart because the other cat was purring so much. Did he see something? Hello?
No, I'm here. I'm just thinking about what you just said.
Okay, sorry.
Trying to put it in perspective of what you're saying, what you're asking.
Do I need to repeat it?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Right before my cat that passed away, before he left, the vet was listening for his heart to see if he had passed yet. And there's another cat that was like really, really close to him, sitting next to me. And he was looking up at us, and he was purring so loud that the vet said she couldn't listen through the stethoscope because the purr was so loud. And he was looking up at me holding the cat before he passed away.
I would say yes.
You think he saw something? Okay. I just wondered what it was. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I can say. It's like looking at the sinkhole. I keep going back to that one picture I saw where he jumps off your lap and he's walking around. And
oh, he felt good because he had so much pain and he was like starting to corner, and when he would try to walk, he was in pain. So all that was gone. Is that what you're saying? Once he.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but like I said before, I feel like he hasn't really gone anywhere. He's still hanging with you.
Okay. It's just hard for me to accept. And, like, that next morning when I woke up and I felt him sitting on my pillow and his paw go through my face, what did he... I felt like it was spiritual. I don't know if it was a dream or not. Was that spiritual or was that a dream?
It's like a combination of both.
Okay. That's okay.
I think you should sit here and look at the situation of trusting yourself, too, when you look at these things. You're picking up things. Because the first thing you said was, let's do a general reading. And then you tell me all this stuff. I'm like, there's no way we can do a general reading. A general reading to me is just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Which we have no problem
really... Okay, I'm not really sure how to ask, so.
No, that's okay. When you come in my room and you come in the show, you just sit there and say, this is what I'd like to know, and then we just go with it, okay? Because we believe in quality readings, not quantity. You know, we don't do like 3,000 people today. We want to make sure that each one of these moments makes a difference in your life of helping you understand exactly what's going on.
Okay. So, is there anything else that, he's trying to tell me about him being around?
He's not trying to tell you anything, sweetie. He just wants to be around. He wants to be with you.
Oh, I know. We were really, really close. Those noises he made when she pushed the air... Huh?
No, I had a cramp in my thumb. Sorry, I was shutting my
thumb. Are you okay?
Not yet. It's still cramping. I was
oh,
man.
Gosh.
No, I'm still shuffling your cars. That's why it hurts.
Oh, my goodness.
I stop doing these things. I just got to talk myself through it and say, I have a perfect, healthy body, so therefore everything works perfectly. It'll go away.
Okay.
It's gone.
Okay.
You worry too much.
Me?
Yes.
I worry. Yes, I do. I know. I'm working on it.
We'll say it just like we tell everybody else. Worry is a lack of faith. It's a lack of faith in what you feel. It's a lack of faith within yourself. And you don't want to do that. You got to look at the situation like this. You are a gift to humanity. That's why you're here. Okay? But you got to believe it too. Because the rest of us do. All right.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
The noises he made, the two little noises, mm-hmm. right before when she was like pushing the air out of his lungs, oh, which is just a horrible thought to me. But it's supposed to make him feel better before he goes away. But she told mm-hmm. me. But I heard his face was so close to my face. I heard them. What did mm-hmm. those mean? Did those cause pain or
okay.
was it relief?
No. What's happening here? What I'm being told is, it is the process of passing.
Okay.
All right. So it's actually a good thing because it's going from a point of being in pain to a point of actually getting the heck out of there, where you see him hitting the floor going. Yeah, when you see him hitting the floor, he's almost like he mm-hmm. was when he was like 2 years old.
Okay.
Very playful, very colorful.
Yeah, he got to be a prince again.
Thank
and is he ever going to leave, or is he like my cat soulmate?
I don't see him going anywhere because he don't have to.
Okay.
I get the impression he was your pet solely, so therefore, it's not like people. People, when they pass over, sometimes they got things to do. They have an agenda, goals, that kind of thing. But
you know
usually animals are... Go ahead.
I got to tell you something really cool, that a word that you just said, the word solely, because mm-hmm. we got another cat from the Humane Society, the Humane Society, and his name's Solely. And we said that I felt like my other cat picked him.
Yeah, I've actually seen animals reincarnate, where it's like... For example, I was reading this phone book, and I don't know which book it's in because he's got so many, but there's a guy named John Randolph Price, and I think it was, what book was it in? He's got so many. Anyway, in the book, he has a dog that, dogs age quicker than we do. So the dog died, and then he's got this prompting, like he's getting a prompting from his pet that passed on to go and check out this other dog who had just had a litter of pups, and when he found this litter of pups, one of the pups looked just like the dog passed. It was actually the same kind of dog too. So it's almost like he had this dog that reincarnated at least in this one book like 4 times.
Oh wow! I was reading something about that somewhere too, or I heard it somewhere.
And I think like the last time he actually. Actually, when he reincarnated, he had a companion that time. Excuse me.
Okay. That's cool.
I'm going through a lot of things right now. But the first 3 cards I pulled out for you was Archangel Zachariel, which is keep an open mind. And learn new ideals. I hate it when I start talking so much that my freaking throat gets dry.
Oh, I hate that. You can get a drink of water. It's okay.
Your cards, I want to get your cards out first. Your foundation part was the 3 cards, first cards. It was teaching and learning by Archangel Zachariel. The next one was Archangel Jeremiah, which is actually overcoming difficulties. And then we have angel therapy, which is Archangel Raphael. When you start to look at the situation, okay, these cards are telling you that you need to keep your mind open in the process of being guided to do certain things when you, get into a splurt where you want to learn things or just read. Because it says if you're a person, it goes back. It's like a person that has a tendency to be in a position of being a teacher and a student.
Yeah.
So you're very open to listening to people, but you also are very good about interpreting it, where you could actually, when you pass it on to somebody else, teaching.
Mm-hmm.
But the second card was talking about almost like trust the information, trust these things that you've gone through and all the work and everything else, and all the like your inner guidance. Because
mm-hmm.
It says overcoming difficulty. It says the worst is behind you now. So therefore, you are surmounting any previous challenges. So therefore, it's like, pay attention to how you did that. To realize that we don't always have to go through things. We can go around them.
Oh, that's interesting.
And the third card says, to prove it, it's like Archangel Raphael saying, this is how we heal. To realize when we learn how to surmount obstacles, and go around things and realize we don't have to deal with them, that's a healing within itself. Realize you don't have to self-punish yourself anymore. It's angel therapy. And to say, give your cares and worries to the angels and allow us to take your burdens. Let it go so you can focus on you, because you're going through a lot of things right now. So therefore, you have to really pay attention to what's going on. And then as I went further and started pulling the two cards that go on top of those, the very first one was priorities. What is your number one priority in your life? Everybody gets this wrong. What is your number one priority that you need to focus on?
What is mine?
Yeah.
Well, I felt like today that I need to step back and get myself back in order, because I was focusing on everybody else too much and it was just pulling me in different directions. But I probably need to focus on God the most and then me. I don't know.
It's like this, you got to take care of himself. When you start focusing on yourself and loving yourself unconditionally, the term goes like this: love yourself, love God. Love God, love yourself.
Okay.
So the number one priority here is you. Once you establish that connection with yourself, you also realize that there's always been a connection between you and God, and intuition, psychic abilities, all these things that are picking up. Like, it's like when you pray, that's like your phone line to God. Your intuition or your abilities, your gifts, are your, you know, how would we put that? That's like receiving the answers. So you, like, it's like a call out, say, okay, this is what's going on. And then God answers you through your intuitions, your gifts. Because the next card I picked up on was it's called claircognizances. I hate this word. Anyway.
Okay.
It's like clairsentient. Clairsentient is feeling. This one here is talking about, this is Archangel. You got a lot of Archangels with you. This is Archangel. The first one was priorities, which is Archangel Metatron. And this is Archangel Uriel. Pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you.
I keep hearing that, like, be positive. But one of my coping mechanisms is to expect the worst. So I protect myself, and I'm trying so hard to push through that and be positive, but I don't want to be disappointed or be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to look at it like this, too, sweetie. When you sit here and look at things, there's no such thing as disappointment. It's the idea of, at that moment, realizing that what I was focusing on, okay, wasn't the answer. But the answer is behind that. So we don't look at it as, oh, I'm disappointed. No, you should look at the situation and go, okay, that wasn't the right path to choose, so therefore here comes the next one.
Okay.
The last card, the number one card on top, was Archangel Azrael, which is actually, I think, in some sense of the word, the angel of ascension, the Archangel of ascension. It says, hello from heaven. So this is interesting, because it says your loved ones in heaven are doing fine, let go of worries, and feel their loving blessings, which is the ideal, that's a confirmation for you.
Yeah.
What we talked about before, I was saying, yes, this kitty is with you. They can choose to reincarnate in another kitty, but right now it seems like everybody's content the way things are.
Okay. Our new kitty cat that we have, like, he was running and chasing after nothing, and then he ran to the window and looked out the window. Was he chasing him? Were they playing?
Yes, they were.
Oh, that's so cool. I knew it. Yeah,
that's one thing I was sitting here talking about, too, the idea of learning how to trust yourself and be vulnerable. You know, the idea of vulnerability is the idea of seeing things what they are. Like, I've always said that when you look at situations and you think a person is the one, and then there's something that comes over you that realizes it's not the idea of letting yourself fall into disappointment. It's the idea of looking at the situation and go, okay, since that person was what I thought he was, that means there's still somebody there. So it's supposed to give you hope and say, okay, somebody's out there. There's a special someone for you. And the reason we know that is because of what we said before. I was reading this one prayer I was looking at where it says, there's a special someone out there for you with overflowing love who's being attracted to you and your overflowing love. A lot of people don't realize, in some sense of the word, when you look at that statement, it could mean realizing that you are that someone special. So therefore, there is somebody for you too as well.
Is that like a current situation?
Let me think about this for a minute.
Okay.
We don't want to sit here and disappoint people by saying, no, I don't feel like it's a present situation. I feel like it's something that's, there's some things working themselves out, working themselves through. Well, I feel like it's something new. I didn't mean to make that rhyme, but it just worked out that way, didn't
it? Okay. It's okay. That kind of complicates things. Okay.
I'm just saying, with the situation, relationships, and that kind of stuff, one thing you should do is you should sit back and take a look at yourself and write a list, not about the person you want to be with, or even the idea of even justifying and saying, okay, could it be that person? No, this list is for you. Take 2 weeks off and just be. But at the same time, focusing on exactly who are you. What do you want? Because I've actually talked to a couple of women lately where I ask them, I say, okay, you have a list. And the list is more of characteristics of that person, which that's okay. But I see on your list, you should also have the things that you want, need, and desire as well.
Is there this will help a you way that, you. Even though if I make that list, can I make the current situation...
No, we've actually been studying that too. I've had a couple of clients that actually did take a present situation and try to make it the way they want to. And there's been, it's like a double-edged sword. I see one lady who's now having an affair with somebody else because she did get back with her husband, and it's just not working out because I think she kind of wanted the situation more than actually working on the issues that caused it. If you're willing to cover all the bases, yes, you can change things the way they are. But also
they work
look
on the current issues. Okay.
Right, but I'm just saying, when the situation's got, we all got to sit there and focus, man. It's all about what we want. Not in a selfish way, but when you're not getting... I've had a couple of ladies I've worked with. They have a guy. Well, I know he loves me. He's just saying that he just can't express it because he's been through a lot of stuff. I'm like... But I want to sit here and tell people one thing. We're not getting down on him. We're sitting here saying he's not emotionally available. Can you make him emotionally available? Only by working on yourself. This is how we turn these situations around. We can't do anything for them but give them a better reflection, which means we work on ourselves. It's one of those things that people keep asking. See, the one thing I've found the most that can be a trap is focusing too much on a person and their issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if
and
you're
not on
your counselor,
yourself. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, if you see something within somebody, what you need to do is take a step back, like you said before, and look at yourself and say, okay, what does he reflect back to me?
Yeah, so this is kind of tough thing, like, on the air, but I guess since it is a complimentary session, this is how you get paid. I am married, and I do want to make it work, but we've been married almost 4 years, and you know how you get to that point where the honeymoon's over, but you really want to make it work, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
I always say, look at the situation of the honeymoon period. Okay, when you say honeymoon period, okay, where we put this? The one thing I found the most is women sit here and go, how come he can't be like he used to be? Not realizing what has happened here is he can't continue to be to play a part. So actually he's being himself. So it's just look at all the situations, everything within this relationship that's actually happened the way it is. Because we have a tendency to sit there, and this is what I'm trying to tell everybody right now, man. Do not listen to the freaking world. I'm telling you how things are supposed to do. There are no such thing as levels. There are no such thing as sections. There are no such things as taking the next step. These are just things that were created to help you understand what's going wrong within a relationship, not to go by these things and go, okay, we're going to the next level. If you're thinking about it, then you're in your head. You're not feeling it. You need to step back and ask yourself, when I sit here and focus on my husband, and when I actually focus on him, his name, his essence of who he is, how does it resonate with me? Does it resonate within my chest, which is a heart connection, or does it more resonate with in my head, what I think? And the way to figure that out is you sit there and ask yourself, okay, you're sitting going, okay, if you catch yourself saying, this is what I think I should do, then you're in your head. If you can sit there and honestly say to yourself, a spontaneous thing, go, okay, this is what I feel like I should do. then you're in your heart. So therefore, you're
and
following
my
your heart.
Heart.
You should always.
Yeah,
I'm
and
just
then
saying,
my heart.
You have to follow
yeah.
your heart. Follow your heart on everything in your life. Career, your job, your life, your neighborhood. If you don't love your neighborhood, it has a tendency to affect everything within your life in the context of being in that wrong neighborhood. These are all very important aspects to realize in the whole thing of stepping back and making a list about ourselves. Making sure who we are, making sure the wants and needs we had when we first got married are still those things that I want, that I'm actually getting in some sense of the word.
Okay. I think also, like, I'm going through a lot of changes within myself, and I know that affects people around me too, so I do take responsibility for that. I recently went on my own with pursuing my business, and it started being really successful, and then it just kind of plateaued, and I'm kind of fearful about money because I'm having to get used to the waves of having a business, you know, financially, and I'm starting to get scared and wanting to give up and just go do a day job, but then I know when I have my day job, the talents that I have that people appreciate, it's just the business part that I'm struggling with, and it's really hard for me because I feel so overwhelmed, and I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, and I just feel like I want to invest in the right things. You know what I mean? So I don't know if I should. People keep telling me don't give up on my business because, like, I'm a photographer now. People love my work, but it's just hard getting people to, like, there's people who will pay me, but then there's people who won't, and it's hard because if I could afford it, I would do this for free, but then I have bills to pay. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find that happy medium of the business part and still using my gifts and dealing with the fear of all the uncertainty of having a business. Okay, I'm going to take 3 deep breaths now. Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. I don't know what happened. Okay, I'm going to call back because I can't hear you.
Well, everybody, how you doing? I don't know what happened. Maybe it's the idea of everybody's using the freaking internet, or I don't know, whatever. We lost internet connection on everything. I was using Skype, and I was working with Blog Talk Radio too as well. Next thing I know, there's no internet connection at all, and I can't figure out why, because everything was working properly. The only time I've ever seen this kind of thing happen before is when you have a ton of people on the thing trying to do a ton of stuff. It kind of overwhelms the system. Anyway, we're back. This is Psychic Ex-Journey Man. I'm your host. If you just tuned in, or if maybe you were sitting there trying to figure out what was going on, there should be a show going on. There is now. This show is called Psychic Ex-Journey Man Spiritual Link. Welcome. And we're going to get back to taking some calls. So if you want to give a call in here, give us a call at 646-721-9031. We still have 56 minutes and 48 seconds left in the show. It's now 12:33 here, a.m. It's Christmas. So Merry Christmas. And hope you all are having a good time. If you're one of those people who are out there partying and you can't really coherent what's going on, I'm asking you why you're listening. Anyway, let's look at the situation and take a look at some things. It was really freaky. I just can't figure it out. It's still a baffling one. We're back on now. So we're going to try to get the chat room back up. You know, sometimes with the situation of the chat room and everything pulling together here, you know, we finally get the chat room to actually work, and then also we get this internet stuff going on. It's really crazy. Let's see, as we're doing that, we do have somebody in the queue, so we're going to get to you. Let's see. Hey, we got area code 270. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
Hi, Donnie. It's me, Jarita, but I'm on a main street walking at the moment, watching all the pretty lights. But if you want to take another call while I still get... Oh, where did all the cars go? I guess we're clear. Sorry.
But it's like this, you're the only one in the queue right now.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I was liking what you were discussing with the earlier caller, and she said that she was going to call back as well because she couldn't hear you after a while. She was talking about her business. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But your music came on. Do you have, like, a commercial break where your music automatically plays?
No.
You had Rush?
No. No, see, Rush, I use two devices. I use two devices to do the show. I use my computer, which is I use Skype, and I pull up a part of Blog Talk Radio. But for some reason, Blog Talk Radio has a tough time working with the browser I have on my computer. So I go through my phone. I have an Android phone, and that's why I do my queue. That's why I do my switchboard. So therefore, I could still pick up on the. I could still see people. I just couldn't speak to you. So I decided that I saw there's a little thing on the side here where I can turn music on. So I decided to put some music on while I was trying to figure out what to do. I didn't think it was going to take this long.
Wow.
And I'm still baffled by what the heck happened, because it didn't make any sense to me.
Oh.
It really didn't, because I was sitting there, I was looking at the modem and everything with it. And from what I could see here, we should have had internet. I don't know why we didn't. It didn't make any sense.
Was it midnight at the time it happened? Midnight your time?
I have no idea. I was too busy trying to get back on the air.
Did you just say that it was 12:30 when you just now got back on?
Yeah, it's like 12. Yeah, it was like 12:32, I think.
Oh. Because I know a lot of the telecom companies tend to run their maintenance after midnight in certain areas or at midnight. But I don't know why they didn't think that this was Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I know.
It's Christmas Day for you, not for me.
Yep. Yeah, you still got, 3 hours, right? Approximately.
3 hours.
Okay, everybody out there who wants to go and hop in the chat room, actually right now at this moment, we had just pulled the chat room back up. There's no sound, of course. There was no sound. And I don't think we should even try to figure out why, because it didn't make any sense.
when you took the birthdays of people, what do you do with that?
Oh, it's just sometimes you get connections. Sometimes it's just the idea of curiosity. When's your birthday? Because I got so used to doing that when I was working for phone lines and stuff, because you have to be over 18 years old for us to work with you. But I tell everybody on this show, I don't care how old you are on this show. It doesn't matter.
Right.
What the heck?
My birthday? So I don't have to tell you the year because she didn't.
That doesn't mean you can get away with it.
No.
I don't see what people's problem is with the whole thing. So what? You've been on this,
no,
on this earth for so many years, you know?
It's January 21, 1960. Yeah, I'm going to be 52 in a few weeks.
Do like I do. Every time I have a birthday, I go backwards. Freaking bullshit.
No, that's the truth.
I know. I just can't hear anything. Plus, I can't freak. I'm sick of this damn computer. I don't like this computer. It's just. Ugh. It don't make any sense. I pulled the chat room up, but I can't write in the chat room.
You know, I was on another show earlier, and their chat room was, the screen had other things laying over the chat room, so it was hard to push the right button if I wanted to maneuver. And it was, they got these overlaying other windows that deal with Facebook. If you have that turned on, it kind of messes things up. Facebook is interesting. They don't have enough people to troubleshoot it, and not too many people want to point out some issues.
Well, you know, that's really crazy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this thing to work. Just to have a nice little chat with people, and it keeps saying the same crap.
I didn't know you had a chat room.
We haven't been able to pull it up.
Did you just start that up new?
No, it's been, they've had chat rooms forever. It's just the idea we couldn't get the damn thing to work. And right now, I'm really gritting my freaking teeth and don't understand what the hell's going on tonight. All these technical issues, which are new ones, we've never had this crap before. Either you don't get a chat room, or you do. Now it's like, I'm telling everybody, and at the bottom it says, to comment, you have to sign in and register. I was like, you dumbasses. How could I pull the chat room up in the first places? In the first place, if I wasn't logged in.
Yeah.
Some days I'd like to make, like write a little letter to Blog Talk Radio saying, give me my damn money back. This is not a free show. I pay for this. We only do free readings here. It's not a free show. And I don't like sitting there having all these technical difficulties because they did that once. They did that last year. We had a couple of months where we had difficulties like that. They traced it back to Block Talk Radio, and they reimbursed us. They didn't reimburse us. They actually gave us a break and said, okay, instead of paying like $39 a month, I think they knocked off a percentage of it where I only had to pay like 20 or 14, which was good, but I don't feel like going through the crap all the damn time.
Yeah.
I think that lady has called back in. So maybe since there's, you know, right, free month, you can get it. I should call them up and say it's like this. We're canceling the whole thing because we're tired of the whole freaking thing about mishaps and all kinds of technical difficulties, which everything on our side seems to be fine and dandy. Heck, that one time I got back because everything was brand new. Brand new laptops, brand new headsets, brand new mics, and all kinds of good stuff. And I was like, okay, what do I have to do? Maybe they're selling their own stuff too, huh? If you buy this, you'll get great reception. Like what was it? I was telling everybody, watch out for this freaking, it's not a virus, it's a company. They keep telling us. What happened was, I just what they did was, I don't know how they did this either, because they sent me an email, and I thought that my friend had sent me an email with his thing in there, with a link in it. So I kicked on the link. Next thing I know, this all this stuff came up says alert. There's a virus, and then it says do a diagnostic. I can't say it. Do a diagnostic, whatever. You do a check.
Diagnostic.
Yeah, so you do it. I can say it yesterday, not today. It said check it, so I checked it, and it came up and says you have 22 threats, right? Well, we already have a virus protection on our computer, so I ran that one. That one came up with 4. We cleared those 4 out, right? Well, this thing comes up saying you need to sit and register this software so we can get rid of those 22 threats for you. So I ran another one with that same software, and it says you still have 22 threats. I'm like, no, we just took care of 4 of those. And the one we have, we can do a quick one, and we can do a lengthy one. The lengthy one takes about an hour. And I said, heck with it, we're gonna do the hour. So I did the hour. We came up with four threats. We basically deleted those and repaired everything. And still this thing was saying was still 22 threats. But then I saw down the fine print, it said there's an unregistered brand of this company already on your computer. So all you gotta do is just re-register. And it was a trick. It was a company, and I talked to a couple of people before who said that they had to deal with this last year too. And what it does, it just, the more you mess with it, the worse it keeps getting. It keeps trying to help convince you that you have a threat. So you would give in and then give them $89 to clear out those 22 threats. I have a brother-in-law.
Well, I like AVG. They have
okay,
the
guys,
free version.
That's true, but I'm going to tell you one thing. When you have a threat like that, when a company comes and does that kind of thing, what you need to do is most of us have those strips that we plug our computers into. Don't shut the computer off, because what's going to happen? You're going to shut it off or restart it. That thing's going to come right back up again. What you need to do is you need to shut your computer down by clicking that freaking off button on that strip and just clicking the whole thing off. What happens is it's going to reboot and reset itself, and that virus is going to be a thing of the past, and that's exactly what I did. The first day it happened, it was kind of funny. Intuition came to me and said that a little thing came to me and said, you need to just push that button and shut it off. Well, I didn't do that. I thought I could take this our virus protection we have and get it out of there that way.
Yeah.
But it doesn't come up as a virus. It comes up as a message. So your antivirus thing won't pick up on it. So what you have to do is reset it. So I did. I reset it. I clicked it off. Turned it back on about 3 minutes, and set my computer was brand new. The threat wasn't there anymore. I had one of those last year. Last year that was really hard, because what happened was it came up on my laptop, and it sent this big blue picture that covered my whole screen. It says virus attack.
Oh,
and what happened?
This
thing is that have usually have a life of about 2 days. They do it's like a shock treatment, shocking people thinking they got something to do. Go here, check this out. Here, because yours is not working. No, ours is working. Anyway, what I'm going to do is, since the lady called back in, we'll just bring her on too, and we'll all sit here and chat for a while, because it's Saturday night. Actually, it's Sunday morning. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Smack us around and call us. Eric, okay, is Joey there?
Hi, I'm here.
Great. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
For some reason the freaking internet shut down, and they're still doing some goofy things. I got my chat room coming up, and I can't type in it.
Oh, gosh.
I can see everybody. Hello, you know.
I don't know what part you heard.
You got what?
I don't know what part you heard before the computer did all that stuff.
The last thing I heard was silent.
I think you were talking about your business.
Yeah. I'm just in a...
What is your...
career transitional part where... I just need some guidance. And I'll quit rambling and I'll try to listen more.
That's okay.
You were having an issue with not knowing whether you want to go into another job and quit your business, and you said you could do that work for free, but you don't really want to do that.
Well, I need to have both, okay? So it's hard. I just, a lot of people really like my photography, and I even have a girl that I'm working with who wants to bring my studio into her store, and it's like there's all these big decisions.
But what do you want to do?
I love taking pictures, and I want to make money. I just don't have a lot of practice at the business part. I know how to do the photography, just not the business part.
I mean,
I want to be like financially abundant and still do what I love, and I don't know how to balance them all.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Donnie.
I was going to say, I'll just sit back here, wait until you guys get done conversing between the two of you. And
well, my thoughts are that maybe you can, like, write down a list of all the different ways you're looking at it, and then write down the advantages, and then step back and look at it and see which one, you know, you have in your heart most.
Just look at the situation and go, okay, put a thought in your head and say, I don't care if I make any money or not. All I want to do is do a great service. Have you ever heard the term, focus on service, the money will follow? And that's the ideal.
Yeah.
Focusing on service is exactly what you're doing. Is the ideal. You have opportunities here that you should take advantage of keeping your business going, because I don't think you could actually work for somebody again, because you've been doing things on your own for so long. It's just the idea of realizing that the ideal of talent. You need to separate yourself from the stupid world that keeps saying, what I got was, we had a problem with this when we opened our first shop. You will never turn a profit until you've been in business for 5 years. Bullshit.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry to say it, but that's what it is, because we was in business for 4 months, and we started generating, me personally, was generating $2,500 a month. So, you know, when you sit there and look at the situation, if I would listen to the world dictate how my business is supposed to be, and a lot of people do that with metaphysics. What they do is they try to ride the fence and say, okay, the world says I should do this, but I'm going to do a little bit over here. It's the ideal that guidance is there for the whole shebang, not just little bits and pieces that you're comfortable with. It's the ideal of being vulnerable, to be open to all the possibilities of what can happen. Of course, we need to pay our bills and that kind of stuff, but see, what I look at is, I always say, all my bills are paid, all my obligations are met. It's a done deal. It's a definite. So therefore, we already know that. We don't need to dwell on that. What we need to do is focus on exactly what we're going to do with the situation of, like, when we do the shows, when we sit down and work with people. I sit there and realize that that's the only moment that exists, and I give my complete whole in those things. I did this at the beginning of this Christmas season. I was so caught up in the idea of wanting to make so much money. I was writing in my journal, I want to make $1,000 a week. I want to do this. I want to do 20 readings. I felt like if I did this will generate what I wanted to do. It wasn't until I realized one thing. I was generating that money not with the ideal of the physical part, but what I was thinking. And see, I was constantly thinking of money, and money was actually creating blocks. So I changed it around. Seriously, the day I sat down and said, okay, I marked all my prices down on Keen, 99 cents a minute. On a random, I went down to $1.49. With my readings, you see my readings now, they're like $33 for a 60-minute session. I guarantee you. In some sense of the word, I don't think you're going to find anybody out there who does that. And if they do, question the motives. My motive is like this. I want to do the service, and I love sitting down with people and just working and just doing it, the whole thing, where you just want to make it so easy for everybody to go, okay, I need some answers, I need to do this, or whatever it is. It's just the ideal, making it easier to cross that threshold and go, okay, this is the person I want to work with. But it's not the ideal of the cheap prices. It's the idea of what I put out there working with people, the excitement, the compassion. You know, you see, it's like psychotherapist or psychiatrist who sit there and go, and it's like you look at the doctor and you're not paying attention, because you sit there and said, I just saw three cows fly by. I think one of them was your wife. The guy goes, He didn't hear a word you just said. These are people that I believe should not be doing that work no more, because they've lost the passion for it. And when I feel like when you're in something that you love, you never lose that passion. You're always finding more ways to give and give and give and give. In the process of doing it, putting it out there, you get back the same thing too. And if you're not, it's not the ideal, the worldly way. It's the ideal that there's something within you that's blocking it from happening. And that's what I was saying before when we first started talking, that going within yourself and really doing the work, because you said there was some personal changes that are going on. There's a reason why those changes are going on. It's because you're starting to clear out those old patterns to accomplish exactly what you want to do. You don't want to stop doing what you want to do. You want to sit there and start being more productive at exactly what you're doing so you can keep doing what you love. And it's coming. I always say don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. Start looking for this. Start looking for 222s. Okay? I'll give you that.
I've been seeing those.
Is the ideal. Go ahead, sorry. I had the answer for you.
Okay, I hear a dog barking.
You hear a dog barking?
Yeah.
Tell my ex-wife to shut up. But we
wasn't. Actually, that's my dog in the backyard. I know he's got a very strong voice. Sorry.
It's okay.
But I'll mute it so he can give you the definition of that, of the answer.
You should be sorry. Show that dog out. I'm just kidding. But, okay. Dogs are very verbal, and they're wanting the attention. So, you know, it's like sit down and talk to your dog and go, okay, if you do this again.
Yeah.
I'm going to you're on the bus to the kennel. here, I'll sit here and show you, okay? 111, okay? 111 is basically saying this number brings you the urgent message that your thoughts are manifesting instantly. So
yeah,
keep your mind... Okay, we got another paragraph. Hold on. It says keep your mind set focused upon your desires. Give any fearful thoughts to heaven for transmutation, which means do not focus on anything that could be considered something you don't want. Okay, you already know what that is. You want, what's important here. Now, we sit here and put it to you like this when we had 11, 11, 11, all right? That was saying the same thing, but intensity, it was the most energetic gravitational vortex day that there can be, and to take advantage of that.
What
was so good about it?
And I made a wish. I saw it on my phone, and I made a wish, and I didn't know why.
Okay, it's great, because that's what you're doing. You're focusing on exactly what you want. But see, the thing I saw, too, if you take 11, 11, 11, and you knock it down to single digits, it's 222. Okay, 222 says, trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith, which means focus on you. Focus on exactly, it's like when I sit here and say focus, it's the idea of figuring out within your head, within your guidance that's coming to you, how you can give more back.
Okay. So I keep hearing people tell me to raise my price.
Don't raise your price. People are trying to fix it.
That's what people are messed up.
You look at the situation, you go like this. People are always going to go to the money. But we have to sit there and do one thing. And the reason I get so abrupt with the whole thing, because I'm tired of hearing people think that money is a solution. Money is an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen time and time again, stupid-ass people who have tons of money kill themselves. But you know, but we also have the other part. No, seriously, look at the situation. It's people who are happy with all that money and people who are not with all that money. They're usually people that they just wanted to make tons of money thinking that's going to solve their problem, not realizing the problem was within themselves with their own insecurities. It's the same thing with a woman. If she marries a guy who has money, what she's doing is instead of dealing with her own insecurities about safety and security, she latches onto somebody else to do it for her.
Yeah.
And believe me, there's guys who do it too. So don't, I'm just saying, I'm sorry, guys, but this is the 21st century. You don't need to do those things. You know, it's like putting relationships back where they belong and the ideal being with somebody just because you love them. Now, sometimes people get mixed up with the whole thing because the abundance and love are both green energy.
What does that mean?
It means sometimes people have a tendency to think that money is happiness.
Oh, okay.
The connection. They don't realize that it's just they're both on the same wavelength. What it's trying to point out to you is it's saying if you want to generate the kind of income that you deserve, then you need to sit there and ask yourself what you deserve to do. You've already made that choice. It's the ideal, trying to figure out how to be more prosperous. Now, people get this misconception about abundance. Every time you say, okay, what's the word abundance means to you? And people go, money. They don't realize abundance in the pure sense of its definition means accumulation. Doesn't matter what it is. It's accumulation of love, money, gold, people, cars, abundantly, okay? And it's when you put it in perspective, people don't realize when you're manifesting things, the one thing that could be holding you back is the idea of using the proper words and the proper feeling and the proper focus of the energy where you wanted to go with. People want to, I've seen this in relationships where women want to sit there and go, I want a certain kind of man. But they're nowhere any close to that themselves. And they can't figure out something, they can't get it because like attracts like. If you're not that, then you're not going to get that. Like one lady said she's looking for a perfect man. I said, well, it's going to be hard to do. And she goes, why that? I said, because you are far from being perfect. And I said, that's not being insulful. That's basically putting it out there saying, okay, you haven't done the work. And I'm sick of people smacking me in the face and forget that bullshit about chakras and energy and clearing and clutter and all. I just want a man. Do you think I'll get one? I said, no. You have a lot of tryings and you'll have a lot of starts. You know, what we call those things, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. That's what it's all about. Somebody's trying to figure out themselves in the process of actually being in a relationship and then being spooked because they see there's certain things that are going on they haven't taken care of. There are blockages. That's why I would say take the time right now before we really get into the first of the year and make sure that there are no blockages. There's nothing that's going to interfere. There's nothing going to happen. You say you're married. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things of looking at the situation and say, some people do this. Marriage is very important to me, so therefore I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep this going. Instead of realistically looking at it, you shouldn't have an expectation just because you're married that you should make it work. You should make it work because it's actually workable.
Yeah.
Some people look at the situation and go, there's morals. Who cares? We all know those things exist. We don't have to go over those things to prove a point exactly what's going on. But we need to take a look at the situation. If we're getting realizations, we're getting visions, we're getting guidance that tells us that that's not so, we don't get those things for the heck of it. Do we just sit there and really get mad at ourselves? No, those are realizations because he's telling us we can change. We can change the outcome.
Well,
we can even change paths.
I do see some things that you said that I do need to work on myself, that I'm kind of mirroring it onto the relationship, but I need to take responsibility for it myself. And if I create my own financial security within myself, I think it will help a lot of the marriage, because I'm I need to have more faith in myself where I can take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling with that a little bit, and I think once I do that, it will enrich the marriage more. That's what I'm feeling in my heart. So
I'm just saying, what I want you to do with the situation, it's okay to work on yourself as well, too. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. He is reflecting things back at you, so you got to take those into consideration with everything else, too. So make sure you do.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
We could look at the situation, too, of looking at a card that says new love, but not in the sense most people would think it is, going, okay, oh, there's someone else coming. There's some things that could be possible, two possibilities or two paths. Okay, it's like looking at the situation and also realizing one thing, too. If you get to the point where you can actually unconditionally love yourself and accept you for who you are, but you have a person with you who still can't do that, you need to take a look at the why. And it might be pointing out to you that since you have changed and done those things, it's not the idea of growing apart from each other. To me, that's just crap, because it's the idea of growing apart from each other means you can grow back. But people want to take the easy way out on those things too as well. There's a lot of fun within the idea of rediscovering each other. I'm just saying when you have a person who refuses to do that, you got to look at that too. Because it's almost like being stuck in a pattern himself, where all you can see is you as you were. And he refuses to see, it's almost like he refuses to see anything else. And I feel like the reason he would do that is because he's still not, as you're taking a look at yourself, he also has to take a look at himself too.
Okay.
This is none of your responsibility. It's one of those things that I feel like would happen because of the things you're doing. But also take into consideration if a person keeps looking at you in some sense of the word of, because you keep saying you're going to take 100% accountability for your life. That's great. But don't take the responsibility of anybody else.
Yeah, that's true. That's interesting because I was talking to him before I called you back, and he was telling me that he realizes that he needs to work on himself too, like before I was trying to call back. So
that's
kind of cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. Because you got to get two people working on the same page. But like I said before, there's some things. There are certain things you can do by yourself. There are things that you've got to do by yourself. But there's also things that have to be taken care of within the context of the relationship too, working together on those things. But the first thing you both need to do right now, which I would sit there and recommend for both of you, to sit there and look at the situation of working on it, on yourselves individually, because the individuality is also the foundation of your relationship too, as well. Makes it easier to actually have a foundation together.
That makes sense. It really does. And then when we work on ourselves, we can just help each other get better. So, yeah.
Yeah, because when you sit there and realistically learn from the reflections you give each other and trust it, you let down your walls, and you also let go of those blockages, you get closer. If you refuse to sit there and learn from those reflections, it usually pushes you further apart from each other.
Yeah, you just keep getting defensive.
Yeah, we want to change that.
Yeah.
You had an area code in 970, and I was looking that up in my angel book. Angel book by Doreen Virtue.
I bought all the little Lorenzo on my Kindle.
You what?
I bought that book on my Kindle like a couple weeks ago. And that's how I knew what 111 meant, because I have to work on my thoughts. That's why I got that book, because I kept seeing that number.
Okay, so what's 970 mean, huh? Uh-huh. I'll do it for you. Okay, 970 says you're accurately listening to and following God's loving wisdom concerning your career. And as a result, you're on the right path for your divine life purpose. So see, you're on the path of your divine life purpose. It's not saying you should divert that and think about it or rethink what you're doing. It's saying you're already on it, so therefore make it more productive.
Okay.
You've got some solutions with some people who want to work with you and do kind of things like that. I'm just saying, when you walk into these situations, the one thing you have to don't put yourself in a situation of compromise because you think you have to. Okay, this is somebody's business, so I got to do it. They went, no. This person sees you as a productive person that they want to bring into the part of their business, so therefore they have to meet in the middle on both sides of the situation. I had the same thing when we had this shop in Colorado. It was me and this one lady, and she decided she wanted to do a thing where she didn't want to pay all the bills. So she gave me an opportunity to own half the business on paper as long as I pay those bills. Now, did I snub it and say, no, I want to own a business flat out? No, this was an opportunity to actually own a business for a period of time. I think it's one of those things we go through a lot of things to learn. So I sat and said, I wanted to focus on the work, and that's all I wanted to do. But I said I would not partner with anybody without a contract.
That's
so I
exactly
did.
What I need to hear, the contract part, because I listened to them recently.
Yeah, this lady was constantly pulling these things. Like, she would sit there and say, I gave you the opportunity to work. I said, yes, you know something? You gave me an opportunity to work in your shop. But see, if I wouldn't have done my job, I wouldn't still be here. So this goes somewhere else in the situation. And stop manipulating the situation because you want to control everything. Look at the situation, because I feel like this, with everything, the more you can take yourself and put yourself in a position of where you don't care, because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything is going to be okay, you will start seeing everything flowing. It's like going down that river and realizing one thing. When you go down the river, you're in your canoe, you're heading down the river, you will learn how to continuously keep flowing with the river and still still have some kind of direction on how you want to proceed down that river. But what you, but at the same time, you're making directional changes. You're going around rocks. You're going this. But you're still flowing with the water. You haven't changed that at all. And that's what we all need to do with our lives, is to get in that position of constantly flowing forward. When you catch yourself focusing too much on the money, thinking, I got to make this amount of money all week, what you need to do is take the situation and go, okay, what would it take? What's the one thing I want to keep being abundant and prosperous? That's to have an unlimited flow of whatever that is with that situation.
I love it when, like, people, like, will cry because I captured a moment, or they, like, see my brochure and they, like, are so happy. Like, I love all that, and I started to lose that when I was focusing on all the money. And so it's hard. But it's kind of like the path of least resistance, right? Just go where it seems like most the doors are opening, and just don't try to control everything. Okay.
Yes, dear. That's the key. Because what I was saying earlier, before, when I sit there and did my little thing, okay, it was, I sit down and decided to go, okay, if I don't focus on the prices and just go, okay, just put a price on what I feel comfortable with. Okay. Well, it's the idea of putting it out there and saying, do I really need to make all that kind of money, or is it the idea of getting back like it was when I was in Colorado? I was telling a friend of mine, I said, you need to have confidence within yourself that when someone comes to you and say, okay, this is how much it is, and they look at you and go, that's too expensive, that you can come right back and say, no, I think it's well worth this price because, and then give them the reason without any questions and without any apologies. Now, I used to sit there and have people come to my shop and go, okay, $25 for 15 minutes, that's too expensive. I said, okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we just sit down and do a reading, and then you tell me how much you think it's worth. Do you know when I did that, most people paid me more than what I was asking for. There was a couple. Yes, and also situations I tell people all the time, if you relax and do the service, money will fall into your lap. And I said, it was kind of funny how situations would come around just to prove that point. I had a lady, I had this one girl, she was 16. She came to my shop, and I hadn't been doing anything all day. And my guys and angels were good at this, too. And they would sit there and go, okay, you haven't done no business today. But it's only one day out of 365 days. Or how many days there is in a year. It's just one day. If you start getting focused on, okay, today I didn't make any money, like you're a disappointment, or you are a failure, then you're feeding into fear. It's the idea of realizing that when things happen, to just go with it. For example, one time I actually had worked for this one company, but I was so fixated on the freaking money that I didn't have any money. I ran out of money, and I didn't eat for 4 days. And I told a friend of mine this. And he goes, oh, well, so what you doing? You saying, what are you doing now? You're sitting there telling us your sad stories? I said, no, I'm not done with the story yet, buddy. Why don't you just listen and think you know what the punchline is, okay? The punchline is, it's like this. My angels came to me and said, you've been focusing on wanting to do fasting. You just did for 4 days.
Oh, that's funny.
How do
funny.
You feel?
Careful for what you wish for.
Yeah, but see, but the point was, in the process of fasting, I also found out one thing. Everything in life is a choice. Even if I want to eat, drink, even to the point if I want to stop breathing tomorrow, they're all choices. Nothing happens by chance. We're here for a reason. And we're working at it every day to keep doing it because we want to be here. And it's like those situations of looking at it going, okay, if that's the case, then what do I want to do, and what I want, and then take it from a want to saying I would love to do this, or this is what I love to do, and I love seeing myself doing these things all the time. And then watch out, because you'll be doing just that. And right now, it's actually where I'm at. It's actually 111. Make a wish.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So we make. Yes, I'm just saying. We sit there every time we see that. Just sit there at that moment. It gives you a chance to just reaffirm what you already know you want, but feel good about it. Because I was sitting there, I was shuffling and shuffling, and the one thing that keeps coming to me is angel therapy. To just, because another thing about the shop I had in Colorado, I'd actually affirmed that a year before. And it took a a drastic situation of actually being thrown out in the street, because they also gave me the guidance too, to tell me that this lady was going to do this to so I could avoid it, and I didn't listen to it. So sometimes we put ourselves in drastic situations just to get the quickest realizations. So that's what happened.
Yeah.
We got to shop. Okay. That was funny too, because I remember I was sitting there going, the angels were like, okay, what do you want to do? I want to find a place to lay my head. I want to find a nice place with a nice pillow to lay my head on. Next thing you know, I was staying at this hotel, which was kind of a wild story how it happened too, because I only had $17 and it was $35 a night. And I still had 2 days before I got paid when all this stuff happened. This lady was really nice and she gave me a hotel room for 2 days, not just one day, not one night, but 2 days until I got paid. Okay, so I'm going to sit here and tell you, the world does not know what they're doing. They want to control every freaking thing to the point where in the process of controlling, they're also putting themselves in a state of limitations. They're taking that unlimited thing and changing it. But see, what happened was in the process of staying in this hotel, because I asked this one question. Where I was living at, up and down that strip, there's like 25 hotels. Why this particular one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until I found out that in the process of affirming where I wanted to work at, the shop I wanted, I also affirmed where I would love to live. Well, when I met this lady, I didn't realize at the time, but her husband actually managed that place where I got my first apartment. And then from getting my first apartment, this place was about 3 or 4 shops from apartment complex. Okay? And one night, my landlord and his wife were walking around town like they always did every night. They walked by that shop, and this particular lady I was working for rented that shop out and said she was looking for a mail reader. My landlord and his wife was sitting there talking to her. His wife said, I have the perfect person for you, and she recommended me. Next thing I know, I was working in that shop where I said a year before I would be working. But to see the kick was, a month later, she came to me and said she wanted me to be part owner. That was the third component in the whole visualization thing that came to pass. It actually put me in a position to get the knowledge on how to run a shop, how to have a shop, how I can actually fix. All I had to do is focus on my service, and everything fell into place. So then, because I left that one and actually got my
own. I'll give that a try. I am really great at customer service, but in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, no, they're going to take advantage of me. You know, people say stuff like that. But I'm just going to focus on the service to the end of the year and not worry about the money and just see what happens. It can't hurt anything.
Well, just do your service. And when you sit there and look at the situation, in the process of focusing on your service and you're focusing on you, when those people take advantage of you, you'll know who they are. Because those people are just trying to get something, you know, but they're always trying to get something. But you can still put them in the position to see that too as well, to the point of being a person who's confident with themselves, that you might actually help them with the reflection you're giving them, to be confident people so they won't do that anymore, realize it. Because a lot of people say, well, I don't have a lot of money. Well, the reason you don't have a lot of money is because you don't think you can have a lot of money. So therefore, once you get past that point, realize you can basically, you're as rich as you think, then you start realizing that those opportunities are just pointing out to you your earning potential, not what you can't get. And you start thinking, okay, all you have to do is focus and generate on what I'm worth, so therefore I can get everything that I feel like I deserve.
Okay, it takes a lot of trust.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're here every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so if you have any problems with that whole thing, give us a call if you want to do a private session.
Okay.
I tell everybody, we got prices, we got this, that, and the other, but you know something, it's like looking at a situation, every person that crosses my path, I'm looking at them as a friend, and I'm always constantly trying to put myself in the position of helping a friend. That's why I ask for donations. We're all friends. Let's all help each other. In the process of you helping me, I can help you, and vice versa. It's a continuous circle. It's like putting you out there and saying, okay, every time I do anything, it proves to me that God does exist because it's the Omega. No end.
Yeah.
There's no end, no beginning. It's a continuous thing. So when I help you, you help somebody else. They help somebody else. They help somebody else. And they help somebody else. And what happens? It goes clear around the planet, which is a big old circle, and it comes back to you.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed. Like, when I was giving, like, 10% of my money was either to a church or to, like, poor people or anything like that, I would always, like, get a big client. And then when I would start getting panicky and try to hoard all my money, it's like it's like
that.
Right. You know?
That's the whole thing. You're scared. Yeah, you're scared.
Yeah.
I always tell people, if you at the point you get scared or get fearful, what you need to do is you need to sit there and go, okay, here's $20, put it in an envelope, find a nice little thing, and send it right that minute and say, I believe that the world is so prosperous. This is just the tip of, this is just the tip of the iceberg of helping these people out. So therefore, it's a continuous, abundantly abundant world.
Yeah, it's true.
What I send out there comes back on me tenfold.
Yeah, I know.
We yes. You can do it.
I feel better.
Yeah.
I do have a quick question about my cat again that I thought about. Is that okay?
That'll be $33, please.
What?
That'll be $333. So you can make it out to check or money order or use your Visa. But of course, we're just kidding, and it's Christmas, so therefore. You want to ask some questions about the situation? Go right ahead. First of all, what's your cat's name?
Well, his name was Simon, but we called him Junior because when I met my husband, he had a cat named Simon, too. Huh. So we named
him Simon. Does Simon work on X Factor, too?
What?
I said your cat, his name was Simon, right?
Yeah.
Did he work on X Factor? I'm just kidding.
No. He was not like that at all.
Oh, he got knocked out, huh? So they gave it to the other Simon. I gotcha.
But there's actually like that name that got me and my husband talking because I thought he was lying to me because I'm like, who names their cat Simon? But anyways, so we call him Junior now. But there, after he passed away, I was driving.
Uh-oh.
And, like, I had heard my phone ringing, but it wasn't ringing, like, that morning. I'm like, why do I keep hearing ringing? It was driving me nuts. It wasn't my phone, but it sounded like my phone. Well, I was driving, and I heard the ring again, and it wasn't my phone. Then I had made a wrong turn, and I saw my husband's car at a stop sign at the crossing road. And I called him, and I'm like, why are you on that road? He goes, I made a wrong turn. We both made wrong turns. And we pulled over and we watched a video of him and my cat that was really sweet because we were just so sad.
Huh.
And then I heard the phone ring and it didn't ring. And then it really did ring. And my cat's ashes weren't supposed to be available for a few days. And they called me and they said his ashes were delivered. And I was 5 minutes away from the vet. And they're like, wow, he was only here 5 minutes. And when I told him the box was still warm, and I kind of feel like it was him, like, telling us he was coming home. But I could have just been mourning. I don't know.
No, you know, the situation I get is the idea of coming home. It's just a clarification that he never went anywhere. It's like I said before, I saw the vision very clearly. It was just him going from his body and flopping down the floor and say, okay, cool, I feel a whole lot better. And it's, you know, just doing, it was like going around and doing like he always did before. Nothing had changed except for he's not in physical form anymore.
Okay. He doesn't care about when he growled, when he got the pokey in his neck or anything. He doesn't care about that anymore.
It's like human beings, sweetie. When we pass on, we don't remember those things until we actually have something that reflects back on those things. So it's like going... A lot of people have actually described it, even being shot. They knew they were passing on because they didn't feel anything.
Did he see his body, like, and all that stuff?
He what?
Did he see me, like, holding his body?
He didn't. It's like when you sit and look at the situation, okay? This you see as a person, he's not aware of you holding him. It's like always having a connection with each other.
Okay. He just felt
better.
So the
connection's there. Yeah, so you're doing what you're doing. He's doing what he's doing. And it's one of those things of having that bond. You're not aware of everything. It's like the fish. Fish are in the water, but you know, if you ask the fish, what's water? I don't know.
Yeah.
They just do what they do. They don't think about it. They just live their lives.
Okay, so it's just that one transition to another, and he just feels better.
Yes. He loves you. He wants to hang out with you. He has no intention of going anywhere else. He likes where he's at. And I just feel like he's constantly around you all the time.
Maybe he can be reincarnated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a pet psychic name. I'm sorry.
Is it a pet? No, I'm sitting here talking.
Pet psychic named Laura Stinchfield that can also pinpoint the spirit and ask if they want to be reincarnated. No, I'm not on commission.
As long as he's feeling better, I don't want him to have to be in a body again and have to suffer anymore. If he's happy and he just wants to be around me, then I want him to be happy. And then he won't ever have to worry about his body falling apart again.
Yeah,
that's true.
Did you had, you know, yeah, it's like one of those things of telling people, do not feed your pets food from the table because there's certain preservatives and stuff in there, and that kind of stuff would affect their body just like it would affect ours. So same thing with we had a couple of dogs that were going crazy. We have this one that constantly wants to eat all the time. They don't realize that some of these preservatives they put in food are put there to make you hungry, to make you want to eat those foods so they can sell more food. Well, that's the same with your pets. But see, the bad thing about your dog, especially a dog, is they don't have a mechanism in their stomach to tell them they're full. So they'll keep eating anyway. So if they have a stimulant in them that makes them want to eat all the time, it works. It's even worse on them. So you have to watch those kind of things, what you're doing with pets and that kind of stuff. I'm not sure about cats. I'm just really familiar with dogs. I had a girlfriend who had cats, but it's kind of funny how people have a tendency to, if they're dramatic, they have a tendency to do the same thing with their pets and animals. I had a lady who was also a medium who also has a tendency to attract dramatic spirits. So, you know, these things all make sense. And they also have a tendency to help you understand why things are going on in your life. So you have a situation, a great relationship with the situation. You knew what it was all about. So it's one of those things of sitting back and enjoying the whole thing and let it be. It's one of those things I feel like if the way it came to me was if he does come back and reincarnate, it's going to be something that I get really strongly. It would be a decision that you both make where he's going to say, okay, we're going to do this. You need to look for me. Like he'll point you out to a litter of kitties or something like that. It's kind of funny how they can actually really do this where they can actually manifest a reincarnation where they can actually have the same body, same markings and stuff like that, so you know exactly what you're looking for.
That is amazing.
Yeah, a little exclamation in his nose. So that'd be cool. Sorry.
That's okay.
I know an elephant that came back as a hamster.
Oh my goodness.
And actually the hamster knew that the owner was going to come and get him, and they had been together in another life.
So did the hamster have a long nose?
No, but it was because the elephant wasn't something that you can actually take wherever you want him to go with you. That's why he came back.
So he came back. So he could hang out with his owner anywhere he wanted to go, right?
Mm-hmm. There is a definite bond. When you have a bond with something, it seems like timeless.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much, and I don't want to take up any more of your time. I really appreciate everything. I feel a lot better, and I'm going to give a lot of the ideas a try till the end of the year, and I know I'll be pleasantly surprised if I just trust a little bit longer. I'm going to call you for a peeing session because I want to try out that past life stuff, but I don't want to take up any more free time.
That's okay.
You very much.
Just, you know, since I've already talked to you on the show, I mean, I've been telling you about these prices are just good to the end of the year, but You know, you should cut. I always say past lives things should be done as soon as possible. But I'm just saying, when you get to the whole thing, it's one of those things you come to me and whatever you want will still. I think about those prices all the time, but just leaving them just where they are. You know, they're not too expensive. They're not too. I mean, it's actually a really good place for them. So, when you're ready and you're comfortable and you're ready to do it, just let me know and we'll get it done for you. I promise.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good night and Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. And you have a Merry Christmas, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This I really like listening.
We also have a... well, it's great, because I have another caller. It's area code... Oh, area code... I missed a button. That's just how tired I am, okay?
Uh-oh.
All right. Okay, it's area code 407... 407.
Hello?
Area code 407. I'm having flashbacks of MASH. Okay.
Hello, Donnie. This is Lori. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Okay, Lori. Lori. You sound familiar.
Of course I do. Notebooks. Does that ring bell? Donnie,
okay,
keep
one
notebooks.
More time.
Donnie, keep notebooks. Donnie, take notes. Get yourself organized.
Okay. You know something? I'm so freaking tired. I'm going, okay. She's got this great voice. I love her voice.
Atlantis.
I'll try it. Atlantis?
Yeah. You advised me that I have a very strong connection to Atlantis. And you and I talked outside of work. We spoke about personal things going on between you and me. You know, your relationship, blah, 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 and mine, which is, you're just so cool. You turned out to be one of my friends.
Okay. I feel bad. But I'm like, I've just been doing so much stuff, and I heard her voice, and I'm like, yeah, I know her. It's just that I'm sitting there going, okay, we talked, and what did we talk about? To the point where I was like, did we ever go out? But
No. You're just a sweetheart. You're just like a big brother to me. You're just awesome. And just so full of heart. I just love you dearly, like a family member.
And where are you at? 407. 407.
Yeah, Florida.
Florida, yeah. Okay.
Florida. I'm from Florida. We were talking to that organization and all kinds of stuff. I call you periodically. But if I can ever get through, that's one thing.
Yeah, but... Okay, what is it? You don't have my private number anymore?
I do have it, but you don't answer back. You don't call back. I've left messages, but you haven't called back.
Okay, what number did you call? Was it the
you know which number I called. I'm not going to say it on
No, you can say it on the air, because actually the number I've been telling everybody, 740-500-8863 is my private number now. So
okay.
If I haven't been answering... There could be a reason why, too, because I had the other phone. It was like a 1057. Well, I gave that phone up because the phone fell apart. So
okay, that's probably the number I was dialing. But you've given me a lot of email forwards with the Christmas cards, et cetera. I've been on your Christmas list, et cetera.
Yeah. I'm just saying you need to call. I have a sister. I have a biological sister who never calls.
Anyhow, how are you doing? Yeah, I have called you. I have called you.
I'm not saying you haven't called me. Just forget that and say, we're going to, you need to call me on Christmas Day, which is Christmas Day now. So, hey, see, that one came true.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Hey, how did it ever work out with that girl that you really liked?
Well, actually, everybody keeps saying it's still working itself out because we had a thing. I talked to her, what was it, back in October, and I told a friend of mine, I was like, she was doing so much flip-flopping back and forth. It just confirmed me.
Yeah.
I knew how she felt.
I remember. And I gave you a reading on that. I told you what was going on with her. She had some self-esteem issues.
Yeah, and I was sitting there. The other day, I had this vision. It was one that I've never had one of these before, where at a moment's time, I felt like that I was where she was at, and she was where I was at. And it was like really becoming one at that moment, going, I snapped out. It was almost like it's like a daydream.
Mm-hmm.
But But I, but at that moment, I felt like her, and it's like she was. It was like a vice versa switch thing, and I was like, I come out of that whole thing going, oh, that ooh. I said, I just got this really strong impression she's thinking about me, and trying to figure out how to proceed with the whole thing about having this kind of
long distance relationship going on.
Yeah, she's still portraying to the world that she don't give a hoot, but at the same time within herself, she's having a hard time containing it.
I remember because I read energy, so I used to jump into her energy for you.
You need to do that again. If you
okay, I'll do that again.
Can you read anybody's energy?
I read into
not
energy.
Yours.
I read into energy.
No.
The conversation and mention a name, and I read energy through the vibration of your voice, what that other person is thinking or doing.
Do. So what do you want to do?
Well,
you,
I called you for a reading. I wanted you to do the same that I do, of which is read into my energy and tell me what secrets are going on around me. I have been writing and aspiring to be an entrepreneur with my writing and stories, fables, everything
Let
else.
Let me ask you
poetry.
A question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think in the process of us getting together that we can actually motivate each other to actually really put some things together?
Sure. Yes, I do. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, because I've been trying to put this book and stuff together. I've been, and I just you can tell to shoot the lady's on the phone. She gave me some. You give me some initials to call you by too? Didn't you?
I just said J Dub because you couldn't say Jarita.
Jarita.
Yeah, but you can call me by my area code if you want.
Okay, Mrs. 270. Come in, Mrs. 270. 270, please come in.
It's
I was sitting there. No, I was. Lori, it seems like you want to get. I mean, I'm just saying to you, Lori, if you could sit there and read her too. Huh? Just as a favor for me. And I mean, with the situation that you got all this stuff going on with you, God, I look at the first year or something that should be. The word that comes to me is knowing exactly what I need to do with everything to the point where it comes to you very crystal clear. I didn't even get a picture of a crystal. And it's like a quartz crystal, but it's so freaking clear. Well, you can almost look at it as saying like it's man-made, like plastic, but it's not. It's just a very clear, a very crystal clear intentions of knowing exactly what you're going to do as we cross the threshold into the new year. Almost like looking at it's like on New Year's Eve, and then you count down, and as soon as you hit that one, and Happy New Year's, it's like a realization hits you just right then and there of extensions of things that you're already doing. Whew, I'm tired now of that one. It's kind of cool because I was actually looking up your area code too, 407. We could look at 407 as something I identify with anyway, because isn't it 4 and 7, 11?
Uh-huh.
And 11 in numerology is a master number, which I'm actually a master number 11.
Me too. I'm a number 1 when you add it all up.
Yeah, so you look at the situation and going, okay. I went the wrong way on that one. It's 407. Okay, we made it. 407 means heaven is giving you a strong sign that you are heading in a positive direction. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And then we get to here and look at 408. A lot of times they prompt me to read the next one too. 408 says, God and the angels are helping to answer your prayers about finances. Open your arms to receive their help, which may come in the form of intuitive thoughts, ideals, or people offering assistance.
Wow, that's very positive.
It is.
Well, Donnie's always real positive. Whatever he has to say, he doesn't have a. He looks at things from a higher perspective. He doesn't look at things as can't be done. He looks at what you can do in the situation. I've been talking to Donnie for a long time, so that much I do know.
Yeah, we're sort of trying to do the whole thing. Everybody says, oh, you have this knack about doing your shows. You're talking about something negative, but you can always divert it into a positive solution. I was like, well, that's how the world should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how you've always been with me, since I've known you, since I've been speaking to you. And yeah, we've talked. We've had a lot of long conversations, and you're
yes.
pretty cool. You're pretty cool. I remember that
I've
real well.
I've heard that, yes.
That, yeah, you remember
actually, hey, I actually had this one company I was working for. I just started working for. It's called ZMC Psychics. I don't have the link, but I'm actually working for this company, right? I sat there and did this interview with this lady where she was like, we've been having so many times, so many chances. We had opportunities to hook up, and it just never happened, right, to do this interview. So I started. So I finally called her back, and she's available. We sat there and talked, and she's like, well, it's so late at night, I can't call the woman who actually does my test readings for me. So she goes, if you want to do a reading for me, she says, you still have the chance of talking to this other lady if you still want to do a test reading through her. Because she goes, I'm not a psychic in any kind of shape or form, but, you know, we can see what happens and see what I think. I did this reading for this lady and just started talking to her, just like I do with anybody else, my clients. Then she just turned, she goes, you don't have to go any further. I said, I don't. And she goes, no. She goes, I was like 4 or 5 words into the whole thing, and she said, I knew right from there, oh, I was going to hire you because you're just awesome. I was
you
like,
are.
Oh, I am. Yeah. She was like, you're so compassionate, but you're also so enthusiastic and passionate about this whole thing. She goes, I know for a fact if I call this line, I would call all the time just to talk to you. So I was like, okay. Sometimes
yeah,
we have to have time.
As a matter of fact, when you used to call me, I used to give you readings, Donnie.
I don't remember that at all, but okay, I'll take your word for it.
Notebook. I was dipping
oh,
into
I know.
That gal's
no,
energy
gave me,
that you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
you
I,
gave
I was
me the,
telling you I was telling you to just kind of play hard to get and stay away from her. She didn't appreciate
yes.
you as much as she needed to.
And everybody sat there and told me that the last time I talked to her in October, said, you should look at the situation and don't call her no more, because basically she said that she wanted you to leave her alone, leave things where they are. Doesn't matter if she's flip-flopping back and forth, you know how she feels, and she feeling those feelings. It's the ideal that she's going to understand that when people tell me things, I respect that. So it's like, okay, why is he not calling me? And it's going to come to a realization and go, well, really, he's not calling me because I told him to leave everything alone. Which was kind of funny when she said that, too, because it was like, you know, why don't you just leave? Because it was like she contacted me on Facebook. The first one was, I'm going to block you because I don't want to be friends with you anymore. And she said, when you called me on Friday, everything was going good until you called me. I said, yeah, the realization was, you know, you're lying to yourself. All of a sudden, this came to the surface. Okay, we can analyze anything we want to. Then the second statement was, yes, I'm definitely going to block you. Leave me alone. Then the third one was, which kind of confused me because in the same context of the conversation, she said, I'm not going to block you.
Huh.
Okay? It says, I'm not going to block you, but I don't want to be friends. So
well, she was wounded, Donnie. She was really wounded, and she didn't even know how to have a relationship. She lost herself with the guy before you, so she was just afraid, putting up all kinds of walls. I told you that before. I remember.
Well, yeah, but I remember the conversation, too, when she said, well, okay, we'll be friends. Because what I did was I came back on her and said, I said, I wasn't ready at the time we talked about these things where you just want to be friends. I said, I just couldn't be friends with you. And I said, the reason I couldn't be friends with you, because I knew for a fact that when we interact, it's never going to be just friendship.
Yes.
Because it was never meant to be just friendship. And she didn't say anything. So usually when I pick up on people who don't say anything, they don't want to feed into that because that's the truth. They feed into it, and they have to admit it to themselves. I said to Kima, I actually took that conversation too because I told her exactly how I felt about her.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said I'm too strong. I said, no, I'm just who I am. Either accept it or don't. But don't sit there and tell me to accept you if you're not willing to accept me.
Well, you're
you
just such a sweetheart, though. You're just such a sweetheart, though, and you give people so many chances. And like I had told you back then, just leave her off. Leave her, blow her off for a little while and let her come crawling back to you. And it'll happen. Because you're a good guy. You're a compassionate guy.
Did I also tell you when we started doing the show back in October, I think it was?
That's when I started talking to you, Donnie.
I know. I'm just saying, when we started, I was kind of amazed that when I went back in to check, because there's a little thing on the right side when you check your page on Block Talk Radio, it tells you the people who've been listening.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know she was one of them?
Of course. I don't doubt it.
Here, answer this question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was working on this company at random, and we were sitting there one day. I was talking to people in the free chat before, you know, we go in the free chat, they talk, get to know me before they go and do a private reading with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
This person comes in the room, and she just came in the room abruptly, okay? She had a username. I think it was Ruth 30, okay?
Uh-huh.
And she came in the room and she said, "Hi, how are you?" And you could just feel the sadness with it. And then all of a
uh-huh.
sudden, she said, my best friend died. I said,
mm-hmm.
"Okay, do you want to talk about it? I'd be glad to just sit here and listen, and if you want to just put that out." Next thing I know, it was like, she was like out of the room. And I said, "I just really know who that was. I just know from beyond the shadow of doubt who it was." It just threw me off like it was a metaphor of, like, you could take it two ways. Either a best friend of hers did die, or she was looking at the situation between me and her in the process of losing a best friend. And we were just trying to, I talked to a couple of people that were actually in the room at the time, and they were kind of like, "Wow, that was just kind of crazy." Because that wasn't just an isolated incident. Every time I work on that freaking site, I feel like she's always coming in there, or she's watching. Because, you know, when you watch the free chat, you can actually see me on video cam.
Uh-huh.
I was just curious because I always felt like it's like she's never actually stopped checking up on me.
She probably hasn't, but in this regard, she is so, so broken inside that if she puts herself out there another time, she's kind of like her own worst enemy. It's kind of like not wanting to feel rejected, but by the same token, not loving yourself enough to feel love either. She's just in a quandary.
Yeah, she still focuses on us as us. I was sitting there talking about that last conversation I had with her, where I was sitting there saying, "So you have somebody now?" And she goes, "Yes, I do." I said, "Why don't you go on Facebook and tell everybody like you did with us?" And she's like, "I'll do what I want to do," which we know for a fact is hearing that statement. This is a person who's doesn't have that control, and she's trying to maintain that control with me. But I sit there and said, "Okay." But then she comes right back
playing
and says,
games. "Donnie, still playing games with you. Still playing games with you. You got to move on. You got to move on. She's still playing way too many games with you. Let her look. Let her blah, blah, blah. Let her do what she's going to do. Donnie, where you're headed, you just got to blow her off. You know what? Divine timing. If she's meant to be in your life, when she gets her act together, and if you want her, she'll be there. Just let it go. It's the best thing for you."
I'm just saying.
It's divine timing. When I'm serious. When she's mature enough and she's ready enough and so on, then she deserves you. But just
so we talk about 2 weeks?
I don't know about 2 weeks, but I'm going to say February.
I'm joking.
I'm going to say February.
Really?
February. Mm-hmm.
That's creepy.
A lot of things are going to
open
up for you in February.
Because that's probably about the third or fourth time I've heard that.
February.
Well,
so
it is Valentine's Day.
I wasn't too happy about the first time I heard it. People say February. I was like, February? And you guys said that. I was sitting there talking to a friend of mine. She said, "I see you guys." She goes, "I wouldn't be surprised if you guys are not back together before the end of the year."
Mm-hmm.
She said, "You need to let it go." And she said, the reason I was telling about that one thing, because she kept on saying, people have a tendency, even if they're playing games, they have a tendency to do things spontaneously because that's how they really feel. And that's what I was paying attention to. Because I would sit back and look at these things, not get upset about it. It's like I'm trying to sit. It's like when I was seeing her, I always wanted to be in a position of always seeing her and not let the emotions overwhelm.
Self-love,
you know?
Donnie, self-love. You're worth a lot.
I love myself, so therefore I can love everybody else unconditionally as well. That's what I was saying. I know she's got this, that, and the other going on, but I think what overwhelmed her the most was of having a person who can still love you no matter what.
But what about Donnie? What about what is good for Donnie? What about your character? And what about what's good for you and what you're ready for? What about Donnie?
Okay, Lori. Let's put it this way, sweetie. I'm doing my radio show. I want to do a show in the morning on Wednesday, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
I want I've been trying to debate if I should do any evening shows during the week, maybe one, but still keep my Friday and Saturday and Sunday going on and just really put a lot of work into those things and making sure that I have time where I can always do the readings and stuff like that, too, because I want to do this. I want to do workshops. I want to do lectures. I want to work with people, talk in front of crowds and say, okay, this is how life is.
You've got a radio voice, Donna. You've definitely got a radio voice. If anybody touts you or looks for you, you've definitely got a radio broadcasting voice. I'll tell you that much right now. And you've got such a good flow to you that you are also a teacher. So if those opportunities come up, manifest them, because that's where you belong.
Cause, I don't know if you've been on my website lately, but I've been trying to go to England and go to this college called Arthur Findlay College. It's a college for it's a metaphysical college for psychics, mediums, and spiritualists.
That would be good. That would be good for you. That would be good.
Yes, I was going to go over the whole thing.
Listen, Donnie, you are hired as am I. God bless you. Always nice to share time and space.
Okay, but I want to finish this reading. I got your cards already prepped and they're already heated, okay?
Okay, go.
So, I'm just saying, don't go anywhere. When was the last time I actually talked to you? When was the last time I actually talked to you?
Oh, gosh, quite a few months ago.
Yes. So it's like one of those things of reconnecting with a friend. As you said, I have a sister who's a biological sister who never calls. I know
I
you
call.
Said you have called. We've reconnected, so I think it's one of those things that's going to be another flowish. It's going to be another flowish relationship. So it's one of those things. I got your number. I'm going to write it down, too, so we can keep in touch, right? I can do that, right?
Yeah. Well, you're a Facebook friend, so we keep in touch.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. Your first card was meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then your second card is what we're doing here. We're doing the three card pyramid spread, not the seven. The seven, I've actually done a couple sevens lately. Man, that seems like 40 minutes, 40 to 40. One was an hour and a half.
Wow.
Your cards are like this, meditation, meditate and focus, exactly what you're going to do with the situation. And right behind that, we have Archangel Ariel, which is saying prosperity. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. Now, the third card is just reaffirming that by saying gifts from God, where it's Archangel Sandalphon, which is saying the angels are bringing you gifts from your Creator. So therefore, open your arms to receive. So if you sit here and look at the situation of all the things that are going on in your life right now, these are just really a strong confirmation that they're happening.
Praise God.
Oh, let's see here. The next two cards on top of those was Archangel Azrael, which is so comforting. As you're going through the process of a lot of things are going on, you need to take time as certain things are hitting you to help realize you're helping yourself heal your heart. I don't know about you, sweetie, but there's also Archangel Shamuel, the angel of love. It's saying, beloved one, I'm helping you. This is Archangel Shamuel. It says, beloved one, I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. What is going on? It's like someone's messing with someone's drawers. That didn't sound right.
I'm sorry. I was just wrapping a gift.
Okay. So are you wrapping a dresser?
No, I'm wrapping a gift. I was putting tissue paper around some cordial glasses.
And puppy dog tails? No, I'm just kidding. it was sent because I was...
You were saying Shamuel?
Yeah, Archangel Shamuel is what he's talking about. They're helping with her spiritual soulmate relationship. And it's like all these things are coming together in the process of getting her back and a sense of awe, which we also call that the being enchanted. This is the idea of how life is supposed to be.
Does she have a soulmate? Do you have a soulmate?
I do.
Ooh. Perfect.
Really?
I wish I could have one.
Well, you keep wishing you're going to have one this year.
It takes a lot of work to keep them. It takes a lot of work.
Well, I think it's going to have to take me a lot of work up to the two past lives that Donnie dictated the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how to clean that up.
Yeah, but see, when we focus on the idea of helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship, it's actually a relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See, in the process of looking at relationships and that kind of stuff, okay, it's kind of hard to do this, but if you sit and really take the time to look within yourself on all those reflections you're seeing from your significant other and really work on those within yourself, then the relationship gets easier.
That's
and then
true.
You look at the idea of anticipation of looking at things and say, okay, there's things that we want to experience now that we've gotten past certain points. We don't have to worry about those things. A lot of people think we have to, but they don't realize. I think they're really manifesting more opportunities to keep those crazy situations around. Because I was looking at your cards. It says your enchantment is your number one card on top, right? If you look down the right side, it says enchantment helps you with your spiritual soulmate relationship, which is the ideal, the anticipation with yourself. And then you're always in a position, which the other card has got gifts from God, where it shows you that you're always open to receive. If you look down the left side, it says enchantment is the ideal comfort in your life, of always the anticipation. And how you keep that going on is focus on the meditations and realize that meditation is not a way of controlling. Meditation is the idea of opening yourself up to the possibilities and also a kind of a releasement, letting go kind of thing. Take a deep breath and go, that wasn't so bad. And just let it go.
Yeah.
I every time I look at the situation of anybody and most things, because I was thinking about this today. If we could just get ourselves into a position of not worrying about anything,
mm-hmm.
you'll start noticing everything falls into place without any kind of effort. Because we've been taught so many things about, life is hell. Not realizing it could have been just that one person telling us that one thought that
mm-hmm.
created the whole chaos in the first place.
Buying
and what we try to do
is not ours to purchase. I agree.
Yeah, so we sort of step back and look at the situation and go, you know something? What's the hardest thing about life? It's to realize that life is not as hard as we make it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing. We're making these things that we're going along.
It's so
like, like I would say, don't get caught up in the worldly way, because the world will save everything.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I don't like is the limitations that we put on ourselves as human beings. Like lawyers have this thing called ethics. There are some lawyers who don't care who they date, but the other ones who don't want to get emotionally involved, which I think they have more of an intimacy problem, will use those ethics to keep themselves from people. But I just feel like when I look at all these situations, we're all looking for our significant other, our one, twin flame, soulmate. But we have all these limitations that keep us from it sometimes.
Self-imposed, of course.
Yeah, because I was interested, through history, in the 1800s, if you lived in the Midwest, more than likely you were married before you were 15.
Yeah.
That was the norm.
Well, a lot of times, as soon as women started menstruating, that was it. They were a woman.
Exactly. We actually had a thing on the show, too, where we were talking about women, we were talking about their kids, their daughters, coming into a point where they started having the periods, and they were like, do you know that you could actually do there's certain spiritual things you can do to actually keep children from going through puberty so early?
Mm-hmm.
And it was proven that yoga and Tai Chi and those things like that could actually balance out the body, because what is happening is with these cycles starting early than they should be, it's an imbalance within the body. And doesn't matter what time in your life that you're at, you can still use those techniques to balance out your body to actually feel like, that sense of normal, where your energy is balanced.
It's true. I had a friend who was in college, and when it was inconvenient for her to be menstruating, she would actually say, no, this is not going to happen. And she would actually say affirmations to herself, I am free and easily, physically, like I was when I was 3, and she would do so many things, and she would get rid of it for months. I'm serious.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm as free as I'm supposed to be. I don't have to use stay free. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
things like that. Simple things that have a tendency to put them all together.
But have you noticed, Donnie, that things are manifesting like crazy? It's like you think of something and you better stop it, because in an hour, whatever you were thinking of is just going to happen. And I just, things are just crazy energy right now. We're manifesting crazy.
Well, that's the reason I was asking questions, like when I was sitting here asking about Ruth. And the reason I started asking the question, because I started seeing 222s. And I told a friend of mine, I said, not just seeing 222s in a situation of some manifestations, but that one particular one. I saw a picture of her, and I took that picture, and I was using it as a visualization to create a manifestation of me and her being together. And I said, okay, let's come up with a picture and a visualization that covers all the variables, what you want with somebody. Like you want a person, is you want to experience and share your spiritual side, meditations, that kind of stuff. You want to work together.
Make a vision board, but cover up the woman's face. Then that way you get the happiness that you're seeking, and you're not limiting yourself in any way, and you get what your heart desires without any limitation. Make a vision board.
Oh.
And put a circle or like a happy face over every woman, and then that way, whoever the woman is supposed to be, it's not going to be several, because there are going to be several pictures of several women, because you're going to cut them out and make your vision board.
Mm-hmm.
So put a smiley face, and that same consistent smiley face is going to manifest the person that is meant to be to enjoy your life with you.
Okay.
May or may not be Ruth, but you'll get
all. I'm just saying that when I
started,
The reason I said that was because when I started focusing on the visualization, I have a tendency to state this at the end. I visualize it and feel like it. Feelize. You feel and you focus and feel thing. And then she says after you get done with that, you see your little mental movie. At the end of it, what you do is you say to yourself, "This or something better." Is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concern.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did that, it was, like I said before, it was the visualization that they gave me covered spiritual, working together, family. The family one threw me off because I didn't see that one coming. Because as I was sitting there focusing, I was focusing on picking her, like we were meditating, right? And my angel said, don't visualize yourself in the same picture. If this is what you want, then you sit there and focus on you seeing these things unfold at your eyes, not you being in the picture. That's what, because that's how I was sitting there saying, I'm having a tough time visualizing this. And they go, maybe I shouldn't do this. They said, no, that's not. No, what you're doing is you're trying to see yourself and her together in the same picture. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see yourself. You have to see it unfolding in front of you as you're living it. So if you're meditating together, you would see yourself across from each other as you would like stand up and help her up. You would see your hands. But all you would see was her and how you feel when you're together. So I did that. And in the process of doing that, as I was helping her up off the floor after we got done meditating, she's wearing the same outfit, too. I remember this. She was wearing the same outfit. I helped her up, and she was pregnant.
Whoa.
And I was floored. And I said, okay. I didn't see that coming, but that covers, we got spiritual. We worked. It also showed us working together, and it showed us having a family together. And it also showed things like, okay, I'm sorry for me, fighting this whole thing about the whole time, and actually look in the situation where you could feel the feelings of two people that would be in a situation like that, being very happy and content because they're in the midst of starting a family. And then looking at her finger and seeing a wedding band on there.
Wow.
So, and this visualization keeps getting more detailed every time it happens. So plus, I told a friend of mine, the reason I have so much confidence in that's the one that's supposed to manifest is because I started seeing 222s every time I would sit there and have any kind of think about her, or maybe I could redo something on the visualization. And I started seeing 222s. I was in the gym the other day, and I didn't even know this one locker even had 222 on it. And I was sitting there doing some leg ups or leg raises. I looked across the freaking thing, and it's right there, straight. In a straight line, I looked right across. There's a locker. It said 222 on it. And then I went there to look, and I had forgotten all about this too. I went down to sit down in front of my locker.
Uh-huh.
I shut the door as I'm getting ready to leave. And guess what's on my locker? 222.
Wow.
I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone as I was telling her about that. I said, ooh, I just saw these things. I'm realizing these things, right? And I looked at my phone as I'm talking to her. It says 222 on it. Then I looked at the freaking stereo. The stereo's got 22 on it. The volume level's at 22. I was like, I said, okay, so when's it going to happen? They said, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen. It's
always
going to happen.
Well, February
is
the second. If you look at it, it's going to be 212.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was also talking to a friend of mine, too. She goes, and it's not uncommon for people to get back together closer to the date they got together the first time. And I said, that's March. February, March.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
mm-hmm.
And we know how
Donna,
it goes.
You have my number. You have my number. I'm cooking like crazy. I have to cook my. I live in Florida.
Is there a
222
in there?
During the day. 407-312-5613.
No, I was looking at your number. If you take them down to single digits, you got 11.
Mm-hmm.
407 is 11. That's
mm-hmm.
2. If you go a little further, you have a 5 and a 6. What is 5 and 6? It's 11. It's a 2.
Oh, my gosh.
And right now, and it says on this thing it's stuck. You've been on hold for two minutes and 31 minutes. And I was like, let's go look at the 22, and then we'll go look at the 231. I want to, just before you go, I want to just jump on this, see what this 232 there.
Uh huh.
One more time. Take a deep breath. 231.
5.
Because I was center. I already had some, I already looked at some numbers yesterday. As every time I go to Kroger's, there's this lady, she has this big rock in her front yard with her house number on it, 322, which was actually telling me the same thing, that you need to understand that everything is going to happen just the way you want to, but you have to have faith and let it go. And I said, okay, I got it. And they said, no, you don't. You're still hanging on. I was like, okay. It said, like this one here, 231, which is the number we said you were to hold, right? It says, with
mm-hmm.
faith, all things are possible. The Ascended Masters are reminding you, ask them to increase your faith if you feel that it is wavering. So, see what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying, too, with the idea of just putting it out there and have a focus board. But actually, I remember before I met Ruth, I had put a focus board out there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the process of doing that focus board, I had a focus board just for relationships and getting married. And when I remember some intense conversations I had with her where we were talking about getting married. All she said was, you have to come to England and properly ask me.
Wow.
And then we started talking about, see, I had a reading too. I had a couple readings. This one reading said you're going to have a daughter. This one took it one step further and said, I have a name for you. You're going to name your first daughter with her, Elizabeth Rose.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and that, yeah, and I was sitting there talking to Ruth, and we started talking about names for children. And I told her these things, too. And at that time, she was very excited about the whole thing. Sometimes I feel like people who have friends in their lives have a tendency they don't realize those friends can actually work against them. And,
I feel that. I'm going through that right now, and you're right.
And you... Hey, thank you for calling tonight, too. I don't want to keep you any longer. I want you to enjoy the rest of this freaking Christmas day. And it's just one of those things. I was, like I said before, I shouldn't have said the word creepy. I just said it was the way it hit me because someone else said February again to the point where I'm going to sit there and do like I've been doing because I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, there was also another number I looked up, too. It says you need to, as you're looking at the situation, do it differently than you've ever done it before. So, therefore, if you feel like this is what you should do, no matter how hard it is, follow through with it because you want to call her, don't you? Yes, I do. I actually did send her an email, and all I said, my friend said, that's okay. As long as you just wish her happy, Merry Christmas, that's no problem. Because what you're doing is you're just saying you're getting caught up in the season. You're like, I just want to wish her a Merry Christmas. That's all I did. Happy
Merry
Christmas.
You're
going to be
so busy between now and February that the angels are going to take you away from worrying, okay? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
So
your mind will be preoccupied with productive other things.
I'm not worried about it because seriously, I've been so freaking busy with everything that's going on anyway. It's just that when I get those thoughts and I get those numbers, I just kind of like, ooh. Now it's getting to the point where it's like, okay, thanks. we go on and go back to our workout. I mean, I was sitting there today and go, we did a couple workouts. And that really seems to keep me balanced.
I know. Well, you're already balanced. You're one of the most balanced people I know.
Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
No, I really, seriously, I really want to get together because I really need to, I mean, I was talking to, shoot, area code 270. I'm actually writing this column. I'm writing this column for this magazine called Bella's Free Magazine. I'm doing a column on love, relationships. It's actually relationships. We've already started off with the first column where we're talking about, instead of writing the list on the significant other, we actually did the first column on writing the list about yourself.
Yeah, today's the day. Today's the new moon, actually the 24th. Within 24 mm-hmm. hours of the new moon is when you have to do the list of your things that you desire, that you authorize, and that you want. And the new moon was the 24th. So we got between, like, I think 3 o'clock. We're on the East Coast. Between 3 o'clock the 24th and 3 o'clock p.m. the 25th to write our list and also write your abundance checks. And that stuff does work. I'm living proof. It does work.
Abundance check. Is this the new moon check?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was trying to – okay, let me ask you a question
regular.
Real quick. When you do the new moon check, say you don't have a checking account.
You don't have to.
You
make
just
the check. It's just the procedure. Filling out the pay to the order of, make up the check, has to be a yellow notebook pad, and you put it in just like you'd write a check. Donnie and your last name. You don't put in a date because you're not going to limit the universe. And then you sign it, the law of abundance. You don't put in the squiggly. You put paid in full on the dollar amount, and then on the memo you put thank you.
Oh, you don't put new moon check. You just put thank you. And you sign it, right?
On the memo. You sign it, the law of abundance, because that's where it's coming from.
Sign the law of abundance. Paid. Do you say paid in full or just paid, or does it really matter which one?
Paid in full.
So you write the check out to you?
Of course.
And then you will sign it.
The law of abundance.
The law of abundance, because that's the one who's writing the check out to you. I got you. Because I was sitting trying to do that. I actually have this Netspend account where it's got a PIN number. I mean, not a PIN number. It's got an account number and it's got a routing number, right? So I figure, okay, I'll just order some checks. I'll never use them for anything except for doing this.
Mm-mm.
But when I did that, Walmart's
yellow notebook pad.
Yeah.
That's it.
I need to get another pad too. I need to get another Spiro thing to start writing memos and stuff like I did before when you told me that. Because that really came in handy.
It works. I got the check back from over a year ago. And also I write out my list. And it has to be one individual thing on each list just pertaining to you. I desire, I authorize abundance for me. I authorize love for me. I authorize, I allow a new car for me. I authorize, I allow a new home for me. I authorize, I allow faith for me. One thing on each line, and it's only something for you.
How about an unlimited flow of income?
There you go. Whatever you want. I authorize
unlimited
flow of income for me.
You have to get together and actually go over that detail so I can make sure I do it right.
Okay. Well, Donnie, you got my email. Lori Ann J., you got my information. I'm on your friends list. I'm on Yahoo. We've emailed.
I was always surprised if I call you. I don't like typing. I like talking to people, man.
Okay. You got my number.
I like that. I'm just saying, I like talking to people. I mean, that's one thing I really got used to doing when I was doing my shop, where I was just like, that's what I want to do.
I
like talking and working with people. So we said, what was I going to ask you real quick? Shoot. Can I slip my mind? Anyway. That's kind of crazy. I knew there was something I was going to ask, but I can't do it now.
You were talking
about
your articles.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was on this magazine article and that kind of thing and writing this this thing, and I was talking to her when she actually wrote me an outline, which I thought was incredible because what she wrote, I didn't put in the article, but what we did dictate and write down kind of splurred me off into a different direction to recreate the whole thing. So I was like, the idea of collaboration was really good.
Cool.
So it was the idea. So it was like another person who's actually doing the process of putting the book together. I need some details on some kind of like that, but it was almost like finding someone who's in the process of doing that. Which is kind of
I figured you like to talk, and most people that like to talk usually don't like to write what they talk about.
You know, because what I want to do is, it's like taking the same kind of passion and putting in an article or a book.
I told you before, jot down all your thoughts, all your ideas, put a date on it. Don't worry about writing. Don't worry about order. Don't worry about penmanship or correct spelling. Just put your thoughts down, leave it alone, come back, and it'll all come back to you. You just have to write it down because we're all living in the right now, and this happens mm-hmm. to me all the time. I'll write something down, and 10 minutes later, I'll come back. Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking. If I don't write it down, the thought is gone forever.
Let me ask you a question. What would you recommend? One of those little tape recorders who actually have the cassette tapes or an electronic one?
One of those tape recorders that has the cassette tapes, believe it or not, I don't want to be old school, but I just have to be able to have control over what I do.
That makes sense because the digital ones, if the battery goes out, you can lose stuff.
I know, and it just pisses me off. Just do something to where you don't have to, like books on CD, that pisses me off.
Uh-huh.
I would rather have a CD. I'm sorry. I've got a friend, because I do writing too, and this friend's always wanting to send me, you know, internet CDs that I have to use my computer for. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I need an old-fashioned CD. If I'm going to read, if I'm going to do your stuff, if I'm going to write about your stuff, I need to have a CD and go off, on, and replay. Sorry.
Wow.
That makes sense. It's, if you're moving around a lot, too, it makes it easier to move with.
Well, I'm not stuck in front of a computer. And it's like, look, I multitask.
Yeah.
I do three or four things at once. Right now, I'm working on holiday dinner for tomorrow because I'm in Florida and it's hot. There's no way I'm having the oven on tomorrow when it's 80 degrees over here.
Yeah. I hear you on that one.
Yeah.
That can drive you crazy. Or you just want it.
Well, I just have to
right now,
certain things are good with technology, but certain things are, look, if it's taking too much of my control away, I'm not for it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Well, we've been trying to work on those things, too, of helping people realize that technology is taking over too much where we're forgetting how to feel.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not.
Sure?
I remember how I feel, and I feel like, you know what, I have to be in control of what I'm listening to, the volume, and I have to be able to pause, play, replay, and instantly go back to. So what gets me about Blog Talk, I love Blog Talk, but sometimes you got to hear like an hour and a half of something whenever you just want to hear the last 15 minutes of it. And it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I was telling people too, because then you go back in the archives and check it all out and that stuff. But I actually contacted some lady who sat there and wanted me to do the same thing. She wanted me to write down like three or four statements on what I was trying to accomplish with the book. And I lost the lady's freaking email. So I was like, huh, that's kind of weird.
Go back into your history, the history on your computer for that day, and look at your stuff and go back and see. I mean, I'm pretty creative about finding things. I just get so mad whenever my control is taken away from me. That's the only thing. I like technology, but don't take away too much of my control because, I mean, if I have to go back to manual stuff, I will, just to be able to do it my way.
Yeah.
Right.
I might want to give you a tip on those books that come in Acrobat PDF format. There's you can have it read it to you. Acrobat, it's one of the tools, you can have it read it to you.
I've done that, and I enjoy that very much so, and thank you for reminding me about that. I do like that. I do like that a lot. I'm a freelance writer, and I'm trying to get a name for myself. So what happens is that they send me CDs or things to listen to in email, and it's like, no, let me go take my CD player, go in the kitchen, cook dinner, wash the laundry, and do everything I need to do at my own pace. I don't have to sit there in front of the PC and listen. I want to multitask and do a lot of things at once.
Well, maybe you can convert it to an MP3 and upload it to your phone where you can just listen to it off of your phone.
Yeah, that's an idea. but I still like to do it my way. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, whatever works is the most easiest way for you.
I just look at it as long as I'm not having to settle and having to do it a certain way because of technology.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, because some technology is so limiting, and some people buy all the bells and whistles but don't use it all. And on the other hand, there's not enough bells and whistles.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Your preference and what your circumstance is given each, you know, situation individually. And you know what? I resonate that real well. Well,
I feel you're a very, very sweet person yourself. You've been very supportive with Donnie, and I appreciated that as well. He is very strong. And I hope things work out for your dinner tomorrow. That's a lot of work.
I like it, though. On top of writing, I also write cooking recipes. So I like it. It's not work. It's just therapeutic. When the world is just too much for me, I love to disappear in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was dogs or something.
Meeting you.
Well, you as well. You as well. Y'all take care. Have a blessed evening. Donna, you have my information. Lorianne, I'm one of your Facebook friends. You have my email address. I get all your information all the time. God bless you. Love you. Yeah, we will get together real soon. Like I said, Donnie, hold out for February.
Do what?
Remember, February is a big month for you.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Thank you very much. All right. Take care. God bless. Thank you all for the reading, and Merry Christmas. Take care.
Thank you.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You must be tired, Donnie.
Always.
I know. It sounds like you were you're very spinning on your thoughts for her, the plans. But she's a really good person.
Okay. Now who? I got my head going so many directions. Okay, who are you talking about who's a great person?
Lori.
Okay, gotcha. I was making sure, you know, on the same wavelength, same page. And I was like, whoa, man, I just lost myself on that one.
So I was checking up on you to see when is the next time. It was about this time last time I had helped you. Do you do this once a month, the column?
Oh, yeah, I do it once a month. The first one comes out. I'm trying to figure out when the first one comes out. I think they changed the date on the whole thing. Where now it's actually coming out the 1st of January instead of the 14th, or the middle of January.
Oh, so you're gearing up for another article? Are you okay?
No, I'm just. You know, I usually have fluids here, but I ran out. I usually have a green tea, and I ran out. Actually, I ran out before the show even started. I'm like, oh, that's not good. So that was interesting.
You want to go get yourself a drink?
Well, I've been trying to figure out the situation there, because I've heard a couple of people say the February thing, and I heard people talking about that she should just put it out there, and whatever happens, happens, and maybe she won't be the one. But it's like, how do you sit there and deal with a situation where when someone says that you just feel at that moment you heard it, that you are on the right path? And I read that number. You heard that number I read. We're basically saying you're on the right path. You're going the right direction. You have to have faith to let go of it. So you're going, you know, the whole thing is ba-boom. So I was like, okay, thank you. But I was sitting there telling a friend of mine, I was like, I just want to make sure first, you know. We have a tendency to sit there and look at situations like that. Where it's like,
yeah,
I want to listen to everybody and say, okay, am I doing the right thing?
And being a Taurus likes to be sure-footed.
You know, I saw the visions, the vision. I was actually looking at trying to find that column I'd written because I wanted to send it to a couple of friends. I'd written it down before I sent out the email, but it wasn't in drafts. And then someone said, maybe it was you. I said, well, once you go back and look where it says send, it should still be there. It should be there. As I did that, I noticed there's out of all these freaking emails, there's still this one from May 10th, from Ruth. And I sit here and looked at it. The reason I say that, because I have a tendency to look at these pictures. There's a picture here of her that I haven't seen before.
You have not? I sent you the article draft in Facebook Message.
Mm-hmm. What now? I'm sorry.
It was Facebook Message. It wasn't an email.
It was a Facebook message, what do you mean?
When I took your dictation, it was put into a Facebook message. But then I think I also copied and pasted it into a... Oh,
that freaked me out, because you sit there and did that, right? You did the whole thing. And then... I couldn't open it.
No way, really?
Yeah, I could not open it up. That's why I had to end up doing the whole thing all over again. But I sit here and read it. I actually went back when we wrote it. And I said, let's look at this whole thing. I started looking at the thing going, why do I feel like I should approach this from a different angle? So I did.
I think I put it in a text document. It was a basic text document. And if you have Windows XP, a text app would be just a simple accessory.
Ooh. Actually, I found this picture. This is a wild picture, too. You know why? She's got this dark dress on. Her hair is straightened. Really, she looks really nice. There's a Christmas tree in the background. Let's go. I was there looking at that thing going, oh, are you serious? There's a Christmas tree in the background. So I said, okay, that's what? I just found this picture today, too, just this minute. I didn't realize it was still there. What do you think about things like that? My friend says you always seem to find those things at the time you really need to find them. Like, so she's sitting there telling me, okay, what you should do is just sort of put it out there and see what happens. If it happens, it happens. And you get that picture and it pops up and goes, okay, don't give up on this vision. That's what I got, anyway. So, am I too close to the situation? I think not. I don't know.
No, I think it's healthy to reminisce, but not too much. I tend to do that too, and then I find I don't get other things done. I get demotivated or just sidetracked and wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I was in a relationship and I came out of a relationship, I found myself in the same spot. So then I decided to make up some directional fixes where I would allow myself not to think about it more than a certain time frame. So then I would allow myself to have it and then have a stopping point and then continue with the rest of my life. I had to train myself to do that, or I would just be wasting time.
Yeah, because that's what I was telling you. People sit there and say, you know, what you do is you should be focusing on work and that kind of stuff. And I'm saying, I'm not sitting around and thinking about these things. I mean, today I went to the gym 2 hours. And one day I went to the gym I went twice. And then the process in the middle of the whole thing, I was writing and putting things down and going over a couple of things and doing readings all freaking day. So I don't think I'm actually neglecting anything.
No. It's kind of like, you know, when people go on a diet, they think they have to completely stay away 100% from bad things that they shouldn't have. And then there comes a craving.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you take care of the craving? You give yourself little doses of something that you miss. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
So how long have you known her?
I don't know. You ever get that impression you know somebody longer than you think? For that, someone asked me that one time. I said 4 lifetimes. I go, really?
My question on that for you would be, How often do you interact with other females in your daily life?
I met this one girl I actually wanted to ask out.
I mean, do you
talk to her?
Do you meet up with people every day, or, you know, girls every day or every other day? Or because I notice that sometimes these external things can help pull someone out of, you know, the mud, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lori said,
I'm constantly
now,
hanging out with people
gonna...
and talking. Yeah, I heard you. Go ahead,
yeah.
Finish it. I'm going to be so busy that I'm
yeah,
going to forget
be...
I have a backside.
What?
You're like,
never heard
I don't know.
That one before.
It's one of those things you just go with it. No, I was just sitting there going over the whole thing in my head. And then, no, she said, you're going to be so busy. I said, yeah, I'm going to be so busy, I will forget that I have a backside. I'll be constantly moving on. I was actually trying to get something about.
I need to ask you a question because you're the one that did my past life. And I think my past life of being in Pompeii and my, I guess, the work that I was doing as well as the extracurricular activity I was doing, I think it might affect how my relationships are in this life.
Mm-hmm.
I must have had at least 18 relationships.
Really?
Yeah. And people are getting younger and younger, and I'm afraid to even look at the bag boy at the grocery store because they might think the wrong